I couldn't find it. Did you find it?
The story, yeah.
You got to be specific when you Google 18-wheeler crash Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not just a couple of new ones that pop up. Everything that's happened probably in the last 10 years.
But yeah, sometimes
I think this one was in Dallas, and the driver was trying to go underneath the Corinth Bridge overpass.
Yeah, it was I-35 in Corinth.
Oh, in Corinth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Opened up Monday morning after an 18-wheeler crash left the highway closed for almost 10 hours. According to police, the driver of an 18-wheeler lost control after suffering a blown tire in the northbound lanes at Corinth Parkway.
I don't think that's the one I heard about.
Actually, this may not be the right one. Part of the problem with the Google results.
Well, because I tried Googling that. 18-wheeler crash, Dallas, Corinth Street.
Right.
And it kept taking me to the wreck at Corinth. This guy was driving one of those 18-wheelers with the concrete barriers. You know, the big long ones where they almost just, the bed of the attachment is those concrete thingies.
Yeah.
He went, yeah, I can make it underneath that.
Oh, no.
Not only did he hit it, knocked a bunch of them off into the southbound lanes.
Oh.
And that's not just something you can call a couple of fellas out.
No. Yeah, I think you need more than just a dude in a forklift.
Alfie, does it show in the traffic reports?
Hey, it's not there, but I believe I heard the one you're talking about earlier this morning. Southbound I-35 at Corinth. Like you said, 18-wheeler with concrete barriers on it. Hit the bridge, fell off, and shut down southbound 35 and parts of northbound 35 as well.
And I don't know the proximity of those barriers. Could have easily fallen on a car next to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Didn't. There's got to be something in the truck that says no. Something on in the paperwork of the, they call it, bill of lading. In the shipment instructions.
Okay.
Don't go anything under this.
I'm sure it's there, yet this still happens. This is not.
Unless there's something that we don't know about as far as the highway system of, you know, if it says 15.5.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's really 15.7.
I understand. And so that way the truckers are doing their own little math.
I don't know how exact it is. You know, it's like empty on a car. It's not really empty. You got a little leeway. I just wonder if the engineers buffered in. All right, we're going to make this 15.7. You tell them it's 15.5.
That would make sense. The downside is, though, you still have... It's got to be just outright not paying attention to what the height of the bridge is. Because I can't imagine someone seeing the height thinking, may have me by a couple inches, but you know what? I'm going to go for it anyway. And not only go for it, I'm going to go for it full speed.
I don't know how fast he was going. Maybe dispatch routes the route,
mm-hmm.
maps the route out for him. Going, according to the information we have, you'll be fine if you follow these directions. So maybe the driver doesn't even check.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's, without exception, every day in North Texas, you could just count on an 18-wheeler that's flipped.
Oh, yeah. There was another one really early this morning that was leaving 635, trying to get a ramp onto 30, and totally missed the ramp, went down the embankment. The good thing is, it didn't block any traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't know why that just caught me. I just got that visual, the guy just sort of looking at his ramp and just saying, ah,
I can make it.
I just got done watching Die Hard 4. Four, I think.
Yeah, it's 4. Yeah.
Where he's running from the F-16 and an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, it's 18-wheeler versus a jet.
Bridge starts collapsing under Bruce Willis. What does he do? He drops it into low gear.
And that was after it got turned into a convertible by the machine gun.
I understand suspension of disbelief.
Yeah,
but
You just have to, okay, whoa. Pump your brakes just a little bit.
I know, that's one of those.
It's one of the greatest action scenes I've seen of him just going, I don't give a flying better than anything you've seen in any of the new Batman movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and John McClane, he don't worry, he don't dress up. In actuality, throughout the movie, he tends to wear less and less clothing because it keeps getting burned off.
You can tell when he gets pissed off because he starts bobbing his head back and forth. Right, okay. It's when like he hopped in a squad car and then launched it into the helicopter. All right, you asked one.
I know, it's one of those things that it's supposed to seem extreme, but to him it's just like, all right, I'm going to put this police car, I'm going to make it take flight into that chopper. And he knows it'll work. It's like he's done it 1,000 times.
The only thing he was missing was an aircraft carrier. Somehow, put that in there.
Going down the freeway.
Yeah. On furniture dollies or something.
Okay.
And then he parallel parks it.
Hands of LA, $6.
There you go. And I haven't been able to. Have you seen the last Die Hard? The one where it's him and his son?
Son?
Yeah.
That's not one of my favorites. Still a good movie.
It's okay. The weird thing is, though, is I'm up to like the last 10, maybe 15 minutes of it. So I've gotten the big reveal in the end. And so I basically know now he just finishes killing everyone. So I'm not in a rush to finish it. But I was really conflicted because it's like, it's so different than the other ones. I almost feel like it's a different movie, and I prefer not to think of it with the other ones.
Yeah, it's almost like they were getting ready to pass the baton on the guy that was playing John McClane's son.
McClane, yeah.
McClane. What do you got, Alfie?
A guy on line five is a truck driver. Name's Kai.
Yes, Kai.
Hey, boss man.
Yeah.
Hey, most trucks are 13.6. Actually, all trucks are 13.6. And those clearance signs, they usually give you about an inch to an inch and a half tolerance. But a lot of the new truck drivers are going to these GPSs, which route them, and they route them for a car. They're not made for a truck. So that's why a lot of people are starting to hit bridges, because you got the new generation of truck driver using the GPS.
I see. What do you call the shipping instructions? Is it called like a bill of lading?
Well, you have a bill of lading. Every time you pick up a load, it just basically tells you what's on that load and the weight.
Tells you how tall everything is, truck, and
no,
it doesn't. Well, but it's got to say somewhere when they tell him, all right, take this to Dallas.
Well, it has an address of your consignee, but it tells you the description of what's on the load, like 55 barrel drums of oil, or like right now I'm hauling a 48-foot trailer, refrigerated trailer full of strawberries. So it says I got 41,000 pounds of strawberries.
But you know how tall it is before you leave the dock?
Yes. If you're talking about a flatbed. If you got a flatbed load, you have to know how tall it is. And a flatbed's usually 4 foot from the ground. And then you got to add that. You got to be good at math, I guess. Some truck drivers aren't. But you got to add it up and see if you're going to be tall enough or too tall.
Yeah, you'd think that would be one of the things they would teach.
So, yeah, well, to answer your question, you...
Go ahead, what?
To answer your question, you have to know how high the load is, yes. But it doesn't say it on your bill of lading how tall the load is.
But somebody tells somebody before Merle leaves the dock, hey, this is 15.6. Don't go anything under that.
You can't be 15.6. It's against the law.
Okay. Well, what's the tallest height?
13.6.
So how do these things hit the bridges?
13.6. If you're over height, you have to get permits. And then if you get permits,
what good's a permit? If you can't clear the bridge, you can't clear it.
Yeah.
Well, the state gives you permits, and you're supposed to go by that direction that the state tells you to go.
So how do you think this guy hit the bridge at Corinth?
He didn't go by his permits. If he was over height, he didn't go by his permit directions. That's exactly what happens. A lot of guys do that. They think they know a shortcut. So I figured I'd just help you out, boss man, and tell you all loads across the United States, they cannot be any higher than 13.6. If they are, you have to have an over-height permit with escorts.
All right. Thank you, boss. You're a good truck-driving man.
Hammer down, baby.
See, you're already big among first responders and military. You got to get the truckers on your side now.
Like special breed.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You're quoting Merle now?
Yeah. Only trucker song I know that and Convoy.
As far as I'm concerned, that's like knowing the national anthem and followed up with God Bless America.
What, Big Wheels Rolling?
Mm-hmm. You know those two. I think you can, you'll have a friend at any truck stop around this fine nation.
I wouldn't be surprised when I play that Merle song as a bumper if truck drivers don't take their hats off. Damn it, I hate it when he does this. I got to stand to drive. I'm not going to stand and drive.
Hats over their hearts.
Okay. I got an email from a chick. I didn't print it out. Her husband's from Texas, big Merle fan.
Okay.
And big fan of us. She's from New York, so she doesn't really get it, but she's not giving him grief about it.
Okay.
He wants to go see Merle and Willie, and where is it, Alfie?
It's at Windstar on April 4th, I believe.
According to her, it's already sold out.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Wait, does that mean we can't go?
That's what sold out means.
Well, now, hang on.
All right.
Just because it says sold out doesn't mean that we can't get you a ticket.
Me a ticket?
Well, all of us, but mainly you'd be the main push. I don't think they'd really bend a whole lot if we said Alfie Coy would like 6 tickets. If we attach your name, it stands a better chance.
I don't know. I never, ever thought I would have to pull some type of strings to get Merle tickets.
I bet you never thought you'd ever have a push to get Merle tickets, let alone pulling strings to do so.
I wonder how much they are in like StubHub and the other like places that broker tickets.
I was
okay. Who searched this already?
I don't know.
I typed into the search thing on my web bar. I just got this.
Shows previous searches.
Yeah, it shows the previous thing. It says Merle Haggard tickets on StubHub. All I typed in was Stub.
All right, what does it say?
Let me click. Dang, 118.
Yeah, his concerts, from what I've seen, and who would have thought, I've never really followed country music, they're not cheap, Slick.
Mm-mm. Yeah, this is for his next concert, March 26th in New Braunfels. Tickets priced from $118.24 per ticket. And then the next one, next setup is $275.
Any of them say sold out?
Not on there.
Well, maybe off the hook then. Because Kenzie, every couple of days, email, I'm planning to take off that Saturday. Take off from what? What do you do on the weekends?
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't have a job, except for this one.
Oh, she's got school.
She, no.
I don't know. There's always an excuse. She's cleaning my house on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to give her more hours because she hated her job at the mall. I got this video project. All right, fine, don't come. I'll live in this mess. You can explain it to Gina when she shows back up on Monday and there's 2 days worth of dog stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway. Chick wanted to know if we got tickets, if we could get her and her husband a couple. Call KSCS or the range or the rodeo.
Right. Yeah.
Whoever might play Merle.
Mm-hmm. Or even try.
We're probably the only station in North Texas that plays Merle.
Yeah. That's including AM.
Yeah. Hell, even try a couple Oklahoma country stations. It's, you know, call up Ardmore's Merle station. They've got to have one.
Yeah.
I just go to a scalper. I don't want to go that bad. I like the idea of getting a party bus,
mm-hmm.
driving to the border, seeing part of Merle, gamble, come back.
That'd be a fun time. Now, would we actually have to get one of those big suites at the hotel? Or are we driving back that night?
I don't know. If you got a party bus, well, the ones that Limo George has is sleeps 8.
Well, I think that'd probably do us.
Mm-hmm. We can take turns on Kinsey. That was a nasty face. That's insulting to Kinsey.
She's like a little sister thing.
It's all right. We're from the South.
Oh, God, you're gross.
Do I have at least 2 minutes, Chloe?
Yes.
I want to play this before I forget. I think we've played this every year. It's Dr. King, mm-hmm. clips from his I Have a Dream speech. And then the rants of Reverend, air quotes, Jeremiah Wright, who used to be Obama's pastor. Mm-hmm. This has nothing. This is no slam against President Obama. It was just never really flashed on me the importance, and it sounds stupid, the importance of Dr. King until we played those clips side by side mm-hmm. 5, 6 years ago, whenever.
Right.
That Dr. King back in the 60s knew that we had a rotten past, but he was always moving forward and trying to bond the races. Reverend Wright likes looking at the past and creating divisiveness. So I wanted to play this. A couple of minutes long, but I think it's worth listening to.
Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves.
America failed. She put them in chains. The government put them on slave quarters, put them on auction blocks, put them in cotton fields, put them in inferior schools, put them in substandard housing.
One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
Prior to the passing of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution, the government defined Africans as slaves as property. Property. People with no rights to be respected by any whites anywhere.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood.
God damn America, as long as she tries to act like she is God and she is supreme.
Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California.
The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God damn America.
When all of God's children will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spirit, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.335, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Let's get started off in Plano, eastbound on the bush, right at Coit Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. This one involves an overturned vehicle. Traffic's jacked up back from Hillcrest. And in Denton, northbound I-35E, right at Dallas Drive at 77. Got an accident there that has traffic backed up back from Post Oak Drive. About a 15-minute delay through that. Other than that, traffic out there is looking pretty damn good right now. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Tonight, clear and 42 for the low. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 67 for the high. Right now, it's 68, but 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I was listening to the bass line in this bumper. If somebody asks, would you actually admit I'm the bass player in Fog Hat?
Yes. Why wouldn't you? Why should you feel shame?
I'm the bass player in Fog Hat.
Which means you're the bass player for a couple of really iconic songs.
Yeah, I'm the bass player. I used to be in Bob Skaggs. Stepped up to Fog Hat.
He meant Bob Skaggs.
I think yeah. It was better as Bob.
Bob Skaggs. It's a lot of people confuse it with Bob Skaggs. It was really Bob Skaggs. We were in a lawsuit with Bob Skaggs.
I imagine that was a tumultuous time.
I had to quit Bob Skaggs. And join Fog Hat.
But yeah, between Boz and Alpha Beta, Bob just really didn't have his shot.
What? Do I want to take any of these, Alfie?
Those are all truck drivers if you want.
Okay. Yes, Brian. Brian, what do you want?
He was saying that sometimes when road crews repave highways, they'll increase it or decrease it by an inch or two, and they won't change the signs under overpasses.
Well, that could be why they build in that buffer of a couple of inches.
Mm-hmm.
To where the sign, let's say they add an inch, and there's been this two-inch buffer. Still cool.
Yeah. Plus, if you think about it, I wouldn't like the idea of kind of going for it based on a couple of inches, because what if something happens or you shift, you hit something underneath the bridge and it still pops you up? It just still seems too tight.
And I don't know if this driver that hit the Corinth overpass, I don't know if he was just going at full speed or he slowed down thinking, ooh, maybe I should stop and let some air out the tires.
Well, since you said the concrete barriers that he was carrying flew off the back of the truck, I'm assuming he was going at a decent clip. Because otherwise, yeah, if you're not sure, yeah, you go real slow and then just wait to see if you feel a little tap. And then you just back on up.
Yeah, because whether you're going 15 or 50, it's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going half a mile an hour and you hear concrete scraping, yeah, I'll just scoot you back a bit.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, you may want to hunch down on this one. Jim Adler, hunch down. The wrecks with the 18-wheelers flipping over, I get that, because a lot of times you got drivers in cars, mm-hmm, that aren't paying attention to traffic, so the driver, the truck's got to make a quick maneuver, load shifts, flips over.
Yeah.
That I don't necessarily blame on the drivers. Missing your exit, that's you. And clipping your load, that's you.
Yes.
I would think if you've got a really tall load and it's still legal, mm-hmm, but it's iffy, I would think you would inspect that truck as if you were a pilot. Checking out the plane, making sure everything's cool, measuring the load yourself.
Yeah. Especially if I know that, like, if I'm an independent driver, this is my rig and what I'm hauling is my livelihood. I need it. Yeah, I'm going to bust out my tape measure. I don't want to just trust some guy that wrote it down.
Or put some type of, I don't know, just sensing unit, the very top of the load, like radar.
Yeah.
And if it's ever blocked by anything, it alerts the driver. That couldn't be that expensive.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, it would. My guess is that it would be at least similar technology to your sensor in your garage door.
Which,
like,
people that buy the thing for their wives.
Hmm.
That tell you when you're right up against the wall, then the red light comes on.
Yeah, something like that. I was actually thinking about how the garage door won't close if it senses something passing underneath it. But the same basic principles.
Yeah, there's got to be something you could put on top of the load. We were talking about this during the break, and even Dan said, he goes, forget the cost. You might get a break from your insurance company.
Yeah. So if you're worried about, oh, we're not going to do that because it's going to cost too much. Well, your insurance is probably going to go down because the likelihood of you killing your load on a bridge has gone down significantly, as well as the cost of losing said load in the crash.
And any liability you'd have if one of those concrete beams falls on a car.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if it falls on a car, you could forget about rescue.
Mm-mm. I did have someone send me a couple of tweets. He's a truck driver. He says, all drivers should know how tall their load is. Drivers just don't watch road signs or don't pay attention to important things. He says, I blame some of the big carriers for training thousands of drivers and just putting them on the road. He said, they trained me, but I was in class with some real dummies. By the way, I've had zero accidents in 10 years, except for hitting two horses.
Were the horses in the road, or was he off-roading it?
I haven't had the chance to ask. I mean, as awful as that is, it just kind of struck me seeing it in print. No wrecks, 10 years, except two horses.
And an alpaca.
Yeah, East Texas, man.
I don't know how hard the training would be. I mean, I understand driving the rig, learning about shifting loads, all of that, but just tacking on, know the height of the bridge, know your load. That's not really that hard. Anybody could understand that.
Yeah.
Maybe. So what training are they missing? Don't drive under anything that's too short.
Maybe he's saying they just gloss over it because they assume. I don't know.
But well, for it the does most part, wonder. There have to be redundant checks because you don't hear of 18-wheelers hitting overpasses that often.
No.
It's more of an anomaly.
But at the same time, we hear about it enough to where it's still. It's at least quarterly in DFW.
I know anytime I see a truck with a big load, I don't care how, and I don't like to slow down on the freeway. I just stay clear of it. And you'll see a couple of cars, let's say the 18-wheeler's in the middle lane, two or three cars in the lane to the left of it, yeah, within the span of the truck.
No.
Like, I never ride alongside an 18-wheeler.
Not a chance.
If I get up to the back end of it and I can get to the front end of it, if there's nobody in between, I do that.
Yes.
Forget about his blind spot. Just you think about what maneuver he may have to make in case somebody screws up. I don't want to be in his buffer zone. There was a guy in the news yesterday or the day before that I don't know how he managed. I think he ran into the back of a jackknife 18-wheeler. I don't know where it was. And he hits it. He's okay. He's in a pickup. He looks in his rearview mirror, and there's an 18-wheeler that's coming straight at him. And somehow the 18-wheeler just misses most of his truck. But now he's pinned in between two 18-wheelers with about a foot and a half?
Yeah, I actually saw that.
That much space.
I saw that photo today. It's been a big story for obvious reasons.
God bless Silverado.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
And I think it said he'd only suffered, you know, minor injuries. But yeah, the photo.
Scratches. Just,
yeah.
No broken bones, nothing.
Now, the photo of that is just insane. You think there's no, that right there is something out of Die Hard. You got crushed by two trucks. What happened? I got a cut.
Thank God I wasn't in a Ford. I'm sure our buddy Emery
King.
King, the guy that pounds on Fords on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he's going to have a commentary on this one before
I
long.
Think he should. It's right up his alley. You know why that man lived?
To be pinned in a situation like that and you see an 18-wheeler coming up in your rear view, you got nowhere to go.
Yeah, and usually with really, you know, bad accidents where people, you know, are unfortunately killed, it's usually so fast they don't have time to recognize it, see it coming, anything. But yeah, you're right. That's one of those you're just like, okay, at least maybe it'll be over fast, but it's going to be real ugly.
That happened to me once and was in the Eagle van going down 183 right by the old Texas Stadium.
Everything happened to you in the Eagle vehicles.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And there was also a dead stop. I slammed on the brakes, almost rear-ended somebody. And behind me, still, it was a good ways back, but a diesel had overturned it and was on its side sliding toward me. And I was one of the last vehicles in in line there, and I had nowhere to go.
And?
And it stopped, I think, probably about a couple hundred feet from behind me, and I was wet.
You throw out almost any scenario,
yep.
Traffic scenario, Clo's been through it in an Eagle vehicle. Very seldom his own car.
No.
From the 90s till now, almost always an Eagle vehicle. Well, this train had jumped the tracks, and I'd just gotten out of the Eagle van. I was running with shackles.
Here comes a pterodactyl.
The train derails. Luckily, I get into a covert.
Yeah, speaking of that, Clo, Tom from A Paint and Body says hi. Oh.
Most of the repair on all the vehicles, Clo would take it over to A Paint and Body in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And they would. Donna Fidel, who was GM at the time, I don't think she knew about any of them, any of the wrecks.
And that to me is phenomenal.
Did he cut you a deal or did he just do it gratis?
Depended. So he got quite a few tickets to NASCAR.
Well, obviously it couldn't have been a lot of money because you wouldn't have had enough of your own funds to fix the vehicles.
No. There was a couple overnights at the shop helping him. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I don't want you to park anything. Ever.
Did you ever see the photo of the guy pinned in his truck between the two semis?
I saw it on my phone.
Okay. I got it pulled up, the large size, but it is just ridiculous because he's in the cab, but it basically looks like he's in like a metal box. And the only reason you know it's a truck is because it says in the story that it was a truck.
How much room to the left and his right?
I'd say a foot and a half. Like in front, behind, yeah, it's just, no.
Now, they say they have great crash test results, but imagine if had he been in a smart car.
Well, now he is.
Hope nobody sees me driving this. I have to paint a sign on the side of it. It used to be a Silverado. If Chevy was smart, they'd jump all over that.
They better.
First of all, give this guy a new truck and use the photographs.
Yes.
You want room to live? We sell it.
Like a rock.
18-wheelers. The Silverado took on two 18-wheelers and won. Okay. What do you? Oh, I heard somebody in sales hit on Clo.
Really?
You want to tell us about it? New sales guy?
Not really.
Why are you embarrassed? New sales guy?
Yeah.
Really?
He's a little weird.
Why? Just because he asked you out? That's a compliment.
Yeah.
I just.
What's he look like? I'm just curious what kind of guy you could get.
I don't know, dark hair, medium build.
Decent looking?
He's all right, I guess.
Is he like smooth face or has he got a beard?
He's just slightly scruffy.
Boo-boo. Not a yogi.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that what you call smaller?
No, I think it's a cub. Versus a bear, but...
Well, they do now.
But, yeah, boo-boo is now going to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you a boo-boo.
Look at that. Brand new to the sales department. Already hitting on Clo.
You should be flattered, Clo.
No.
Yes. No. It's a phenomenal compliment.
Go out with him.
Most guys...
No, I'm not going to go out with him.
It doesn't have to end in sex.
No.
Just go, you know, I'm just...
Yeah, this is your chance to finally be the girl where you can go out and get a free meal.
That doesn't sound appealing. No.
Have him buy you drinks instead of you having to buy drinks for a change.
Yeah, you'd be the little princess.
I'm not going to be a little princess.
Let him take you shopping.
Oh, God, there they are.
Go ahead.
No.
Think of the content.
Oh,
That's the one you guys always throw at me. Go ahead and do it. Think of the content, on-air content.
Mm-hmm. The stories we could tell.
the stories I wouldn't want to tell.
It's like, you don't have to make out with him. You can tell him up front, look, I'm straight, but I'm not sexually curious. I'm just curious to what a date with two guys would be like.
It's more of a social experiment, Chloe.
And where would we go?
Well,
wherever gays peruse.
I don't know.
You could ask him, hey, what did you have in mind? He may have something really fantastic in mind.
I'd be afraid to drink anything.
Why?
He's spiked with something.
Just because he's gay doesn't mean he's a predator.
Doesn't mean he's not.
That's a horrible thing to say, Chloe.
I don't know. You say that about anybody.
So what if you get Cosby'd? And you wake up the next morning and there's liquid in your bobo.
Yeah.
Chloe, you wouldn't think that way if a chick brought you a drink. Because I've seen that happen many, many times where a chick has brought you a drink and not once did you look at it cross-eyed.
Get him to blow on your pee-pee. See if it blows up into funny shapes and all.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you guys are going to play balloon animal?
Get him to make a bicycle out of your penis.
Does not sound fun.
Before he asked you out, did he have any... There's no way to dance around it. There are effeminate gays and straight gays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not. There's the stereotype, but not all gays prance around.
No, they don't.
But did he prance up to you when he asked you out? Hey, fella.
No, he didn't. But he stood behind me for a considerable amount of time before I was looked at from my peripheral, and I was like, what? He's just standing there, just watching me.
Maybe he was smelling you.
Yeah, he's just catching a whiff of your hair.
You might as well go ahead and go out with him.
I don't want to.
Why not?
Because.
Besides the fact that you're straight.
Yeah, I don't care what he gets as far as endorsement. I don't, it's okay. I don't need him that bad.
Oh. You got to get past this homophobia.
What?
Let's go out with him.
Why don't you go out with us? All three of us.
He didn't ask me out. I don't want to be the third leg.
I know.
If he makes a move, just go, hey, I already told you, I'm straight. Mm-hmm. This is just an experiment.
Experiment. Then he's going to want to, no.
He's going to want to what?
Experiment.
How do you know that? You're making, Russ is right. Chloe, you're making this guy sound like some sort of predator. He just asked you out. If he was a predator, he would have just drugged you.
I know, but there hasn't been any opportunities like that yet.
He didn't have to let you know that he was gay. He could have just said, hey, let's go out for some drinks.
Yeah.
Then spike your drink and then do whatever he would with you.
Well, he asked me out for drinks before he made that
thing
statement.
So how do you work into, he started with, I don't guess it really matters. You could start out with, just let you know I'm gay, and I think you're cute. Would you like to go out for drinks? If you're not into it, it's going to be no regardless if you start with I'm gay or, hey, you want to go out for drinks? By the way, I'm gay. So it doesn't matter how you preface it.
Yeah.
Go out one time. Go to a heavily populated bar, grill. Go to Hunky's or Lucky's or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
No.
Go to a gay restaurant and order a plate of meat.
Yeah.
I'm not eating meat with a man.
You have any gay bars in Fort Worth?
Yeah, there was one that was raided by police a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. What was that? I think it was like the Rainbow Lounge?
Yeah.
Just one?
That's the only one I know of.
Fort Worth just doesn't seem like it would have a lot of gay bars.
Better the hell not.
Like, this is, it might just be that one small corner of the stockyards. Like somewhere in the stockyards is the Blue Oyster.
Management wants us to buddy up with sales. It helps them figure out what clients to bring to us for endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
I'll think about it. No. No.
It's not like he's just going to lose his mind and throw you down on the ground and start lifting you.
So he's brand new. No one knows anything about this person.
I'm sure there's some type of vetting process before they... No.
Yeah. Got yourself, did you?
Well, there's got to be something, just something.
I assumed there was a background check, but I don't know.
I think everybody goes through a standard background check for felonies, misdemeanors, whatever.
I would think so.
Because I don't think in broadcasting, I don't know if you can hire felons. I just think most broadcasters don't.
Yeah.
But as far as his sexuality, why didn't you get some advice from Jagger?
What?
That's a good idea. What?
Hey, Jagger. No, I'm not asking Jagger anything.
Hey, I'm having my first gay date. And Jagger just screams.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just take the weather's, I think it's going to be nice for the rest of this week.
Yeah.
Go out, maybe horseback riding. Recreate Brokeback Mountain.
No.
Go for a ride on a tractor.
I ain't spitting.
A tractor ride.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
No. No. No chicken. No tea.
Uh-oh. Forget where this song starts. I want to plow my butt in the hot summer sun. Open up my drawer, man, here he comes with a bucket full of rubbers, big old jug of sweet pea. I try and push him away, but he climbs on up. I open up the throttle and run from his lust. Look at his face, he ain't a fool in me. He thinks my Chloe is sexy. Really turns him on. He's always staring at me, wanting to chug it out. He likes the way he's pulling and trying to suck my hams. Super duper crazy about my farmer's gland. He's the only one who really understands where to jab me. He thinks my clothes is sexy.
Bucket of rubbers.
Safe sex, good to go. Bucket of rubbers and the jug of iced tea in case you get dehydrated. Which I doubt will happen.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
407, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before Highway 287, the Decatur cutoff. Got an accident there with the clearing stage. Traffic is backed up back to Paradise Trace. Let's move into Denton, southbound I-35, right at North Loop 288. Got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back to Ganser Road. Also in Denton, northbound I-35E, right at Highway 77, Dallas Drive. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Hundley Drive. It's about a half-hour delay through it. Into Allen, northbound 75, right at Bethany. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's jacked up into Plano back from Legacy. And finally, in Plano, eastbound on the bush, just after Preston Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from the tollway. Listen to Skull all week long at 8:25 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to UFC 185 at the American Airlines Center on March 14th, plus a $50 Twin Peaks gift card. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Clear skies and 42 tonight, then tomorrow partly cloudy and a high in the upper 60s. Right now it's 70 degrees, but 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
When is your buddy, comedian Tone Bell, back in town?
I'm not sure.
What's he only hit North Texas a couple of times a year?
No, I think he's started, since he has friends, so many friends here, he comes back, I would say, yeah, at least a couple times a year. It's one of those things, I know he tries to work it out to where I think, because his parents live in Atlanta, so he'll usually, if he's flying home, he'll make a stop in Dallas for a couple of days and then continue on home.
There were things I wanted to ask him last time I couldn't get around to because he was toasted.
Yes, he was.
I was going to say blackened, but
ooh, I think that might have been
a... He was toasted.
He was.
Not slur, but had a hard time with his focus.
Yes. Yeah, he was definitely happy toasted. And in a way, it's a compliment because it doesn't help us, but he's so comfortable coming in here, he knows he can have six drinks before walking in the studio and it'll be cool. Whereas he knows he couldn't do that on other shows because that would be looked down on.
I'm sure his thinking is, oh, I can have six. What does he drink?
Jameson.
Yeah. I can have six of those, and I'm still not going to be the drunkest one in the studio.
Usually that would be true.
He just picked one Friday where I wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
I'm just curious what it pays to be on a sitcom as far as an extra. I think extras are just day rate.
Okay.
If you get any speaking line at all, your rate just went up. That's because of SAG-AFTRA. You don't even have to negotiate that.
Yeah, like there's a minimum that you get.
I've just always been curious of just the pay structure.
Especially when in the infancy of a sitcom. Because most of the time you don't hear about what the actors are making on a sitcom until they're renegotiating their, like, blockbuster deal. Like when it's the Friends cast making $1 million an episode, or it's Seinfeld, or Big Bang Theory right now is the most recent one.
I'm not really concerned with the main characters because most of those you can kind of guess only because of other shows.
Right.
Just like people with recurring roles, because a lot of times you'll see somebody on one sitcom and see them on another network on another sitcom. It's like, what are you doing over here? Don't you make enough on Bad Judge?
I don't know.
Or deciding to be on that show, did that make you a bad judge?
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good question, because even if it was...
And they've always done that. It's not mm-hmm. like it's just, you know, in 2015, it's... Go back to any era of television, you'll see somebody doing one role, short of something like the Dick Van Dyke Show, where you're not going to see Buddy or Sally on another sitcom.
Yeah, no.
But I know there's a lot of crossovers between, like, The Office, which isn't on anymore, Community. You'll see actors from the, I don't know if they're produced or were produced by the same company.
I don't think so. I don't know. I know it's different creators.
That was it. No big deal. Not worth getting him on the phone.
My assumption is, as in most actors I've ever been around, it's usually when you're trying to make it or just make a living, you pretty much will do anything.
But with the public's perception, we all sitting around thinking, oh, it's television. He's got to be making, you know, at least 10 grand an episode. Why is he doing two or three, you know, different sitcoms?
Well, and the other thing that Tone did tell us one time, I think it was off the air, though, was the amount of money that goes away from them. Like, let's say it is 10 grand an episode. Of that 10 grand, they may only actually pocket 2,500, whatever that percentage was, because... A percentage goes to agents. A percentage goes to whatever else, your brand stuff and people that may work for you. Plus, federal and in California, they're in state income taxes.
That's what I like about Texas. So there's the 5% tacked on state tax
mm-hmm.
on stuff you buy. But you don't have to fill anything out at the end of the fiscal year.
Nope.
You buy it, I finish my taxes.
Yeah. I know it's weird because every year around this time, it's like, okay, got to sign into my tax stuff. And it says, okay, here's your federal forms, here's your state forms. And I always look at the state form and say, I'm so glad I get to ignore that.
Do you get to take off any state taxes you pay, take that off your federal taxes?
I don't know.
I never thought about
it. My guess would be probably not.
Are you thinking you may have just stumbled upon a nice loophole?
No. Maybe.
Might be worth asking your accountant.
I don't think you can deduct taxes from your taxes.
Although when you say it out loud, kind of it would be nice.
Well, you know, how many different people can come at you? You got county taxes, state taxes, federal taxes. I've got like...
We should be able to write off our liquor taxes.
Well, that's... Yeah. I don't, but Chloe and Alfie do. Office supplies.
That is true.
It really is amazing you've got anything left, regardless of what you make, because as you make more, obviously you're taxed more.
Mm-hmm.
And I still got a couple of weeks before I got to write that check for property taxes for Collin County.
Oof.
I mean, that may take 2 or 3 days.
One letter at a time.
Yeah. Right, today,
or just
I'm going to fill out the date.
Just do it all, like yanking a scab off, just all one swoop. Send it in.
Would it feel better if someone else filled it out and then you just signed it?
Yeah.
Do that. Have Gina fill, your housekeeper, have her fill out the check.
No, her handwriting's almost as bad as Chloe's.
Okay. Bring your checkbook. Alfie or I will do it.
Yeah. Just cover up the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it to where you can see the signature.
Just that day you wear a tie. I just lean over and have your tie over everything but where I need to sign.
We can do this.
It's like a dealership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just sign right there. Pay no attention to the fact that it's made out to Chloe Rayburn.
And that's always weirded me out, because when you pay your property taxes, you make it out to an individual's name.
Yeah, that is freaky.
Kenneth, forget who the guy is in Collin County.
Kenneth Elmon.
Yeah. You're looking at my taxes, aren't you?
No, I just...
They're just to the left of my laptop.
Yeah, I know.
Have you looked at him, though? Maybe no. Not just now, but you
go ahead and look at him.
I glanced at it.
I think you've seen him before.
Yeah, I have.
You buy his prescriptions. Look at his taxes.
Right. I think I've shown them to you.
I think you have.
It's the red. Did you find it?
Oh, God. Oh, man. What the hell?
And he doesn't even have any kids in the school to take advantage of it.
Oh. Isn't that effed up?
That's jacked up.
I was talking to a guy at the gym the other day, and he was having to write his tax check, and he even said, he's like, me and the wife are actually considering having a kid just so we get some bang for our buck.
Oh my God.
Not only did you get to take advantage of the school system,
mm-hmm.
You get a deduction.
Yeah.
I don't use anything, and I get to pay extra.
That's right.
And people are bitching about the unfair, the disparity with, you know, the lower class,
oh, yeah.
Middle class.
Yeah, I saw today the...
Do you know what disparity means there? Sorry, it's Fargo.
Yeah. The...
God, that chick had it coming. She was so damned irritated. I watched Fargo again over the weekend.
Hon, Dad's on the phone there.
Can't wait till they kidnap you. You die. What were you going to say?
Sorry. I was going to say there was a report that I think it said that by 2016, the top 1% will own half of the world's wealth.
The top 1% will own more than the 99%.
Yeah.
Collectively.
So in other words, the disparity is increasing. It's not maintaining or anything.
And they want the rich to compensate somehow. Look, it's not my fault that, say I was good with investments, mm-hmm. which I'm not. Why all my money's in my house. It's not my fault that I took a chance and invested some of the money that I made and made more.
Mm-hmm. However, it might be your fault if you're making decisions that keep the lower income people exactly the same, but by you doing so makes you wealthier.
In other words, I'm sure there are scenarios. I can't think of one unless you've got one.
Not off the top of my head, but you know, like a CEO, he takes over a company and then he slashes the workforce by 25%, saves the company lots of money, and
gets
makes bonuses and all that sort of stuff.
I'm tracking one stock right now, which I will not say, because I don't know if it's legal or not. Ryan McDonald, who handles the finances for the RMS Foundation, bought a lot in this stock, and he said he expected it to be $150 per share by the summer.
Okay.
We bought it at $111.
Gotcha.
It's down to $105.
Uh-oh.
It'll bounce back.
You know which stock I'm talking about?
I do. There's a lot in the future for them.
And I trust Ryan because he's made an ass load of money for us for the foundation by investing a small portion each time.
Mm-hmm.
And I always back it up in case for whatever reason we lost money, I would make up the difference.
Yeah.
So the foundation's money is never at risk. But now that it's down to 105, I'm thinking about buying some of that stock because I always put it off until it's too late.
Is it the one you told me about like a week or two ago?
It's the one on my screen in red.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
He said at 111, it wasn't a bad deal. Now it's down to 105.
That's one of those things
I'll never get around to, and I don't even know why I'm worrying.
Well, just tell him, yeah. That,
well, it's not like he's got access to my bank account. Plus, I got to write.
Careful there. I think if
six barrels of money.
There you go.
Collin County.
Yeah. I think if you say the actual figure, you may pass out.
But at least my bank is rewarding me with interest payments on my checking account.
Do you feel good? Do you feel like a wealthy man?
$4.11 last month.
Baller!
Yeah.
Man, you know
free.
You
free money.
Chloe, do you know how much money you have to have in an account to get even a dollar?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I probably should have shut up.
My last statement, I got 3 cents.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, look at that. Free money.
I think it would be in the bank's best interest not to even tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it go. Keep the $4. Because all it does is piss me off.
Especially because they're going to give you that $4 in interest, but they're going to charge you $10 a month for the account.
No, they don't charge me anything.
Okay.
And I get $4 back.
Usually the bank
taxable,
will find a fee.
Taxable, of course.
Oh, certainly. You got to pay taxes on that $4.
Four, I'll probably get to keep $2.50.
Look at that. That'll buy you half a bag at a grocery store in Dallas.
Half a bag of what?
Just the bag. The bag ordinance went into effect, I think it was January 1st.
Mm-hmm. The seller bags in Dallas?
If you go to the grocery store and you use one of their bags, it will cost you a nickel.
Hmm. Is that why they're pushing the cloth bags?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to carry that around with me.
A lot of people have been doing it. They're trying to do it because they don't want to pay a nickel.
You only have to pay for the paper bags, or you have to pay for the plastic? They offer still offer both?
I think most still offer both, but yeah, it's a nickel for paper or plastic.
So some have gone back to paper. Because I remember the overlap period. I don't care. Just put it in something and put it in the cart. You like paper or plastic? Surprise me. Put it in something in carbon fiber.
That was my only option.
You finally get past that, you only have plastic.
Mm-hmm.
No options. Now they want to go back to paper. Oh, plastic doesn't break down in the landfills. Oh, what a f-ing shock.
But they are more durable, at least when I went to Albertsons, the guy that was sacking everything.
Which ones?
The plastic ones.
More durable?
Yes.
Because those are the ones that normally tear on me.
Exactly. The newer ones at Albertsons, I don't know any place else, but the guy's like, holds 25 pounds. 25 pounds it holds. Thanks, man. Thanks for telling me that.
How big's a bag?
Just the same size as the other ones. They're just thicker.
Hmm. Think there would be a regulation against that?
I
don't really care.
It was just like he was telling me that I'm getting my money's worth, I guess.
Don't throw that away.
Yeah.
She'll 25 pounds. Mm-hmm. You go fishing and you over your limit, it's a good place to hide some of it. Because nobody's going to look in a Kroger bag for carp.
That's how you fool the game warden.
How long before we need a break?
Minute.
Okay. You got any audio you want to get to?
I do, and yes. Cut six. There was an interview done, I think, by a radio station, because it had a radio mic flag on the microphone, of a woman at a monster truck show in Atlanta.
That it?
That's all you need.
Why is monster truck racing such a good time?
Because it's bad. Honey, I have a man who has five kids.
When I ask before I say anything about her.
Okay.
Is she drunk?
Pretty sure.
Well, I mean, she's not mentally challenged.
No, this chick's hammered.
Okay.
Out of her mind hammered. I'm surprised that she can stand, let alone try to speak.
And I'm sure they probably talked to her for a couple of seconds. Hey, do you mind doing a quick interview before we go live?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. Monster trucks.
Why is monster truck racing such a good time?
Because it's bad. Honey, I have a man who has five kids. Loves together.
You have five kids?
Well, I don't.
Oh.
But me and man together do.
And what?
I don't, but me and him together do.
Okay.
Yeah.
A blended family.
Yes.
Well, I don't.
Oh.
But me and man together do. And he has a dad truck. And his dad truck is a monster truck at home.
What's a dad truck?
I don't know. I assume that just like it's his truck, it's daddy's truck.
Your guy's monster truck at home.
Oh yes, right in Canada, Georgia. We monster truck it up.
And is that how he got you? He showed you his monster truck?
Oh no. I got him, I said I'll do you right here in front of everybody.
Well, how did you hook up to your man the first time?
Well, funny story. We dated cousins. Welcome to Raven County, Georgia.
We dated cousins?
Yeah, he clarifies.
Okay.
Because he's curious, too. He's like,
oh, no. I got him. I said, I'll do you right here in front of everybody.
What, how did you hook up to your man the first time?
Well, funny story. We dated cousins. Welcome to Raven County, Georgia.
You dated each other's cousins?
Yes, we dated each other's cousins. I thought he was a cutie pie. Obviously, we were in delusional, you know, everyone has their moment.
In love.
No, we were in love then.
Oh.
We didn't even know each other. Then we got in love.
I keep waiting for her to go, I'm sorry, what was that? That's why I'm not stopping it when right. I can't understand what she's saying. I'm thinking he's going to ask. Is she swaying at all? Is she holding on to something?
She's kind of hands clasped to herself. So, yeah, there's a little bit of swaying going on, but that's why I said, the way she sounds, I'm surprised she's upright.
Well, you know, everyone has their moment.
In love.
No, we were in love then.
Oh.
We didn't even know each other. Then we got in like, and I'm on TV right now. I'm telling him our whole story. We banged.
No, baby, not again.
Actually, he doesn't go that route.
I knew it was going to be one or two.
That's my wife.
It's about the time we was on a county law.
Banged each other, but not each other. We banged each other's others.
You hit the radio.
What'd he say?
Yeah, the radio today.
He gets closer.
So she thinks she's on television.
Yes.
Even though there's probably no camera around.
It looks like a cell phone video because it's low angled and you see, yeah, I mean, if it was
radio.
Yeah.
I'm on the television. Come over here and be on the TV with me. Are you Vern Lundquist? Oh, Vern Lundquist.
We banged each other. But not each other. We banged each other's others.
So you hit the radio.
They don't know who we are.
How did you finally know you love this man?
Because he's just like me. He accepts what I do. And I love his butt.
And we what? CMT. We do
everything.
We
have a baby.
And
we have all
the Montana log homes on the east side.
This is not your interview, it's mine.
Please tell me there's a part two.
I wish. I've looked. I've been waiting all day. I've been watching the YouTube channel, seeing for more, but that's where it stops.
Well, there's got to be more.
I know.
because there's no closing. There's no thanks for stopping by. And so, you want to pull a train right here with me and my husband and our five babies?
Yeah, because she hits her husband on the chest and the shoulder, like to kind of like push him away. So, no, this is my interview.
Did she say we have a new baby?
That's what I picked up.
Or I don't know if she means we've got one coming.
Man, you got me. I'm with you, though. I want part two.
Is got one coming,
mm-hmm.
But it's I'm only in the second trimester. I stop in the third trimester drinking. I tried one time drinking all the way through. I'm starting to sound like a Tom Brokaw.
It's okay.
So I tried drinking only in the third trimester, and a baby came out with two heads.
And yeah, so you decided to peel it back a bit on this one.
Yeah, because you got to pay extra for the clothes. It's two heads. Extra money for hats. haircuts. Oh, don't get me started. Because they charge you two.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. It's two heads.
Two head baby.
Mm-hmm.
But I go, but it's one kid. They go, it's two heads.
I know, but you'll save on shoes.
When I save on shoes, I got two heads.
Well, I'm just...
Got two heads, and you think I had a two-headed baby, I would have a punchline. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:36, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Traffic sucks really bad right now. Here's the very worst of it. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Southbound Loop 820 right at Highway 10. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there's jacked up. Onto 183 back from Precinct Line. Into Denton, southbound I-35 right at North Loop 288. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic's jacked up back from Ganser Road. Also in Denton, northbound I-35E right at Highway 77. The right lane there is blocked by a stalled vehicle. The traffic there is jacked up back from around Hunling Drive. Let's move into Plano, eastbound of the bush just after Preston. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's jacked up back from Frankfort. And finally in Richardson, northbound 75, just before Renner Road. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic backed up back from the High 5. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Tonight, clear skies, 42 for the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 67. Right now, it's 70 at 97.1, the Eagle.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle?
Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Now I finally decided, regardless how I feel, even if I gotta have somebody drive me to work, I'm coming in. Anybody in management say anything?
Actually, no. I mean, I've had a couple people ask, you know, is he okay?
I thought it was elevating to the flu, but my fever broke after about 3 days, so I'm guessing it wasn't the flu.
I don't know. I did get a couple more people over the weekend asking, though, if you had just straight up died. I mean, they acted concerned, but... They were still curious.
I got an email wanting to know if we were going back to mornings.
Really? Why?
I think we went from mornings to afternoons. There was like a week gap in there. We weren't on the air.
Right.
And nobody was saying anything.
That is true.
No. We are not stunting to go back to mornings.
Mm-mm. I don't think we could properly stunt that because we'd all just be miserable. We'd be complaining too much.
Life would be over.
Yeah.
God bless Bo and Jim.
Yes.
Somebody needs to write a song. As long as they've done mornings in the same market.
Yes.
A lot of morning shows will, mostly it's medium markets, but a lot of morning shows will move from market to market, not really wanting to move up to a major market. So as they move from market to market, they can reuse all their stuff because nobody's heard it.
It's so weird to me.
Well, it makes sense.
I guess, but...
I mean, we have running jokes and just like friends do.
Mm-hmm.
But each day we got to come up with at least one thing new.
Yeah. And then stretch that sucker out for 4 hours.
Let's talk to Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
He was fine. He got a promotion, so he was kind of distracted.
Oh. What did he get?
Austin.
That's not a promotion.
Well.
You mean tacked on to Dallas-Fort Worth?
Yes.
No. Oh.
Yes. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, in addition
so
what to
what he
does.
The vice president of programming for Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin?
I believe, yes. Yeah, I mean, the corporate email sent out, you know, sounded great.
I have a certain vibe that he's just not overly joyed at that. He's as thin as he can be here, where you can almost see through him. Tack on another market.
Yes.
An important market.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say, well, he's VP over Austin, that doesn't mean just one station. That means however many Clear Channel stations they have in Austin.
Exactly.
And I don't know how many they have.
I'm not certain.
My guess, it's more than one.
Yes.
I believe they have five.
Jeez. So you don't know whether to say congratulations or I'm sorry.
I'm certainly not walking by his office.
I know. I passed him in the hallway earlier and I said, because I hadn't seen him since last week because he's been in Austin. And I said, hey, heard about the promotion because I got stuck because I almost said, hey, congratulations. But at the same time, I didn't know if I should say like close at sorry. So I just kind of went down the middle. I heard this happened.
And in some other companies, if they add on duties, you get a raise. Mm-hmm. Well, we know not to even ask him how much of a raise he got. Because that's just going to take the wound and stretch it out.
Yeah.
We should get him a salt lick as a present. Here, rub that in the wound.
When you think you've reached your limit, rub this.
We have any talk stations in Austin?
I believe there are at least one, if not two.
The Clear Channel owns?
Yes. I believe they're both AMs.
It's all right if it's got enough wattage, in case we wanted to syndicate.
I like where your head is.
We're not going to do anything special, and I'm not going to come to work more.
You get what you get, and you should be thankful for it.
The upside is I've eaten up all my sick days. So regardless of how I feel, it's going to have to be if I have a fever, I won't come in because if I have a fever, I'm contagious.
Right. And if that's the case, you can use some of my sick days.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to push everybody's together.
We're at the pool so you could actually stay home again.
And don't think I'm running around partying when I'm not at work.
Oh, I know you're not. And that's the weird thing. I think if it was some other employee, management may have said something, but they know you. They know that you were here at the station throughout your entire vacation over the holidays. And when it's time to get back on the air, you can't physically because you're sick. They know that you're not taking advantage of anything.
And it's not like it's a show where you can't even come in and talk for 3 minutes, an hour, and you know, rest music.
Yeah.
All us. I have to open my bottle of vodka.
Are you out of whiskey?
No. Decided to try vodka for a while.
Really?
Cleaner.
Yeah?
I think this is aren't clear.
Yes, it's the better bad choice.
That's a good way to put it.
Is it? It says distilled 6 times.
Nice and clean.
Mm-hmm. So that's taking the sugar out of the equation.
Well, no.
Isn't that what distillation does, Alfie?
That, I don't know.
No, I mean, it's...
The sugar's converted to alcohol, though.
And alcohol then, is converted to sugar.
Other way around.
Oh, no, because then I could just get drunk on sugar.
Oh, you're talking about the process, though, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sugar's converted into alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So the more times it's distilled, what does it mean?
I think it's just cleaner, purer, affects you less. There's not tannins in it.
Tannins?
Mm-hmm.
Like Mad Dog?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
Buffalo doesn't get it.
Oh, yeah, I got
it. Okay.
There you go, Chloe. Chloe's on his own delay.
And Alfie, what'd you hear about make this quick, the Allergy Center in Plano?
I spoke to their director of marketing. He seemed on board, but he's waiting for final approval from the head doctor. And the head doctor just got back in town today.
Well, we're going to pay for everything as if we were anybody else.
But he wants to make sure the head doctor's cool with coming on with us if need be.
Well, he will need be.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
I got an email from a chick today, said she's got a doctor, an allergist in Fort Worth. She didn't say who. And she said she went in for the fast track on the shots, the allergy shots.
Mm, yeah.
And she said, even before I got a chance to start my nose spray, I already felt, she said, 1,000 times better. But she said, I felt almost cured.
Oh, I wish she hadn't have sent that.
Why?
Because now you're expecting that same result. And if you don't get it, I'm afraid you're going to think that it's not working.
I'm not. I don't know what she's allergic to. I know what I'm allergic to. Okay. I know I'm allergic to whatever is in the air.
Yeah.
But they still have to test you, I guess, for everything.
They do. Plus, it's actually a good thing to get, you know, tested on.
I didn't think the shots were supposed to make you feel better. I thought the shots were supposed to get you acclimated to the allergens. Isn't that right, Alfie?
That's it.
So it's not really a medication. It's a process. So how can she be feeling better?
Placebo, maybe. She is getting medical treatment, but...
You can't. There is no placebo for allergies. Your body does what it wants to do. Mm. Oh, allergens, got to make snot.
Lots.
Lots and lots of snot and lots of drainage. And then when I'm tired of doing that, we'll give him a dry cough. And then after that, we'll have a conference call with the brain. See how much longer my own body can torture me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, you're almost asleep. Here's some snot.
Or here's a nice dry cough to where every time you think you're going to vomit.
I had a couple of those.
And I actually had yacked a couple of times just from coughing.
Jesus.
That would always piss. Somehow my body knew I had eaten something expensive.
Hey, he enjoyed that. Let's make him look at it again.
Did you enjoy that meal? It's your brain here. What are you doing?
I enjoyed the meal.
I don't want you to have it.
Why not?
Too many calories. Gonna have to yak her up.
Well, it was lean meat.
Don't care. Can't have it. Gotta go. Got a cold throat. Bye.
Some sort of involuntary bulimia.
It's a dry, hacking cough. I know this sounds like a commercial now.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's no expectorant, so it's just dry, and your head's already pounding. What are you actually talking to your body? What are you doing? What do you want? What can I do?
Yeah, I had those conversations when I was sick over the last month, and my throat, for whatever reason, was inflamed where it felt like I had a baseball on the back of it. And I'm thinking, what can I take? Because I was having to alternate medications because my throat would laugh at the ibuprofen the second time. So then I had to go to the syrup. Second time on the syrup, not going to work. Got to go back to something else. Try something with acetaminophen. I would have mainlined something had it made it go away.
I did find I sleep pretty good on NyQuil and whiskey. I mean, like, there'll be pretty good solid gaps of sleep.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a...
Now, there's not that much, really, in NyQuil.
Yeah.
NyQuil and whiskey.
NyQuil, I think, is only 10% alcohol now.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, it's the other stuff.
So nobody's pissed about anything. I know the listeners are probably pissed, especially the ones that subscribe to RussMartin.fm. I paid $10. It didn't even work this month. Archives. Archives of what? Dead air? Gaps.
Well, it's still a donation to the foundation.
It is. And if anybody complains, I told Jacob I wouldn't give him another free month. It's only fair. Really is.
It is fair,
And most of them probably aren't going to complain, even though they have the right to. If this didn't have anything to do with the charity.
Right.
They had every right to be absolutely twisted.
Yeah, but you're right. They know it goes into the foundation, so it's money well spent.
So this is a list of things that Patrick wants to just kind of ignore my absences.
Mm-hmm.
He wants a remote broadcast from his house on his wedding anniversary.
He wanted to point out that he didn't think any of these were that major, but he felt that he was in a position to negotiate.
Well, I said, I told you, meet directly with Patrick, tell him it's to the point where I'm truly embarrassed. I really am.
And he
how many days I missed.
Yes. And he understood that, and then he also said, you know, I really appreciate you coming and talking to me about it. However,
if Russ really feels guilty, I think this will square us.
Exactly.
Run a legal disclaimer that states the following. Patrick Davis, Vice President of Programming for Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin, has a normal human male genitalia.
He was fairly adamant about that one.
Did I ever say he didn't?
Not that he didn't, but instead you said he had a pretty...
Vagina?
Yes.
I've never seen it. I'm just... It's a supposition, I suppose.
Yeah, but you don't
a
really...
A man that pretty probably would have a pretty... see?
See, that's the... No, that's...
Well, I could acquiesce for a while.
Oh, God.
3 puppet shows per year for his kids?
I think that was a cute idea. He loves his kids, so it made sense that he would throw something in for them.
And they're well-behaved to the point of you think they're all mute.
Yeah. It's one of those things. How sad is it when you see children so well-behaved, you think there's something wrong? Yeah. Like, I was at dinner the other night, and every kid in the restaurant, it was like some sort of effed-up orchestra, all screaming.
Cook breakfast in bed for Patrick and his wife on their birthdays. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
Does Patrick live anywhere near me?
You know, I don't know. Wait, Alpha, you've been to his house.
I don't believe he does. I think he's at least 20, 30 minutes away.
All right. Arranged for the city that Patrick lives in not to issue traffic tickets to him or his wife. Patrick has a Marconi?
Yeah, he does.
He really does?
He really does.
Have you seen it?
Yes, it's in his office.
I have no idea what a Marconi looks like.
It's like a glass pyramid.
Oh, I've seen that in the past. I just always figured that was like either a stick file or a weapon. Weapon. Hey, weapon.
Hang on a
second. Why was that funny? New hockey jerseys for Patrick's kids. I just bought them hockey jerseys for, I think it was for Patrick's birthday last year.
Yeah, but they've gotten bigger.
I think Alfie, didn't we buy them a little large so the kids could grow into them?
Yes, we did.
Oh, hell no. Not this last one.
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Yes.
No.
This was one of his favorites.
You, that, them. Hell no. Have one air check session per week with Don Davis and listen to his suggestions.
Oh, Jesus. That was even hard for you to say.
As he wrote
this
it down.
This is no slam against Don whatsoever. But no, that no, them. Who next?
As he was writing that one down, he's
giggling.
He had a little bit of a smirk. Oh. Wasn't outright maniacal laughter, but
it had to be.
Nice shot.
Thank you. No, not with anybody at any time. An air check session is where you sit and you take your show for the week. And you sit with the program director and you listen to the little sound bites of the show and he decides if that was a good break or a bad break. And he'll tell you why.
Yes.
Not Don, but that's the way all program directors do it. Mostly music stations. Now, if they want to do air check sessions and sit through the entire show each week, I'll sit in there with you. See who gives first. Because we're not talking about a 5-minute tape, a scoped version of the show.
Right.
We're talking about at least, we average around 3 hours of talk a day.
Mm-hmm.
You remove the commercials and whatever's left over in the music that we don't play. Commercials, traffic, whatever. It's about 3 hours of talk. You want to sit through 15 hours of that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you let me know what we need to work on.
I would be curious to see what his suggestions would be, though. Which obviously means what suggestions he would have that you would then ignore, but still, curious to see them.
I'm okay with suggestions because sometimes people are going to have ideas that may not work with the show, but could adapt it and it does work with the show.
Yeah, it might spark something. All right, I know you don't want to do it.
I know.
Okay, but hear me out.
My contract doesn't say anything about it. It's not going to happen.
Okay, true. However, we could get content out of it for the show.
How?
We just did, just now, and it hasn't even happened. Just the idea of it, we got like 2 minutes out of it. Now imagine if you had to actually sit in an office and he gave you suggestions. Yeah.
Man, I'm already cooking bile.
I understand, and it's a difficult situation, but you make such great sacrifices for the show. This would just be another one in the long list of them. And while we're at it, since you're having to do that, then that'd be leverage to make Chloe go on his gay date. For the same purpose.
What? I'd rather go on the gay date. And go all the way through with it. Chloe, you get the air check session. I'm going on the gay date.
Okay.
That guy I'd say might be really happy right now.
I'm trading up.
Look at that. I didn't even have to negotiate. Got me a yogi instead of a boo-boo. Did he seem dejected when you turned him down? Were you ugly about it?
I'm getting dizzy.
Why are you dizzy?
Just because. Just that.
So a guy asked you out. I'm going to have to see what he looks like because I'm still curious what kind of guy you could get.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's not as cute as Brad, the other sales guy.
The short one?
Yes.
Yeah. What would he be, an otter? Isn't that right?
I think so, yeah.
Now he is.
Yeah. I believe Brad from sales has a new nickname. Hey, Otter!
Me like from Animal House?
Mm-mm.
Sorta. see, if I had to pick somebody from sales. Brad. What about that hot Asian guy? Is he still here?
Alex?
Yeah.
No, he left a while back.
Well, it's too bad I liked him. How long's he been gone?
Oh, like 3 years.
Damn. I miss him.
3 years is the first you've thought of him.
What about that receptionist that we've got that are spooged on her sweater?
You're talking about...
Kath?
Yeah, we're talking about her from... No.
How long's she been gone?
That's like... 12 years ago, at a different company in a completely different building.
I miss her, too. Who else is gone?
Oh, buddy.
Bob McNeil?
You want to Facebook him?
Reed Raker?
Reed Raker. There's a couple other guys. I don't remember their damn names.
Who was the bald guy at CBS that called Gavin Daddy's little f***ing?
Oh,
Brian Purdy.
Yes, Brian Purdy. Yeah, he's still at CBS.
But he doesn't work here?
No, he didn't work here. He never, he did work here.
But he's not here. Well, who's left is Patrick. I guess I'll have to get him a sweater for his birthday. Got you a sweater. Now I'm going to spooge on it. I took Catherine out on one date, and she goes, "Don't spooge on my sweater. It's new." Well, aren't we classy? Oh.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
507, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let's check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, west on I-20, right up McCart. Got an accident there, blocking the three right lanes. Traffic there's jacked up back to 35W. Into Grand Prairie, east on I-30, just before MacArthur, got an accident there. But that's traffic jacked up back to the bush. Moving to Plano, eastbound on the bush just after Preston. Got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic is backed up back to Frankfort Road. In Richardson, northbound 75, just before Renner Road. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back from the High 5. And finally, in Denton, northbound I-35E, right at Highway 77, road construction has the right lane shut down as a result of that earlier accident. Traffic there is now jacked up all the way back from the Lake Louisville Bridge. It's about a 45-minute delay through it. Good luck on that one. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Clear skies, 42 tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy, and a high of 67. Right now, 69. The 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
It just flashed on me that drunk chick who was being interviewed by a radio station wherever at the monster truck rally.
Yeah.
She was admitting that she and her boyfriend, they were cheating on other people. He's my other and I'm his other.
Yes.
I think that's what she was saying.
I think you're right.
But she said, you know, we got five kids, so it sounds like a family.
Mm-hmm.
But she also insinuated that we're not really together.
No, I think what she was saying is that she was, because the guy asked her, how did you guys meet? How did you guys start out? And she told that story. But they're together now, and
at the beginning, they were somebody else's other.
Exactly. So I don't know if she was saying that they were cheating.
What cut was that?
That is cut six, the drunk chick at a monster
truck. Why is monster truck racing such a good time?
Because it's bad, honey.
What did she look like?
Honestly, not as bad as you would think. Tall, well, I say tall because it was a low-angle camera, but, you know, a white chick, blonde hair.
Sure she was white?
Pretty sure.
Got it.
Saw the video.
Sounds white.
Mm-hmm. And looked surprisingly thin.
Teeth?
She did have them. I think.
Pretty good percentage.
I think a vast percentage her own.
I have a man who has five kids. Loves together.
You have five kids?
Well, I don't. Oh. But me and man together do. And he has a dad truck. And his dad truck is a monster truck at home.
Well, your guy's monster truck at home?
Oh, yes. Raven County, Georgia. We monster truck it up.
And how is that how he got you? He showed you his monster truck?
Oh, no. I got him. I said, I'll do it right here in front of everybody.
How did you hook up with your man the first time?
And he also, and Amber was that he just had to have me. He says, damn, you must have been going to fishing school.
Man, that's love.
This is doing it. It's doing it right here. Is it during the 30 seconds of silence in church?
Yep, that's when I knew.
I will make his horse.
Well, funny story. We dated cousins in Raven County, Georgia.
You dated each other's cousins?
Yes, we dated each other's cousins. I thought he was a cutie pie. Obviously, we were in delusional, you know, everyone has their moment.
In love.
No, we were in love then. We didn't even know each other. Then we got in love.
I bet she'd blow a .25.
Yeah, I'm with
or
you.
Or she's got a really low tolerance. Because I know when I'm slurring when I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because once I
know. But sometimes I'm at work and I can't do anything about it. So.
And you still have to speak, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I notice like when that starts to hit with me and I start slurring words, and my favorite is when all of a sudden my mind goes blank and my vocabulary goes away. That's when I know. All right.
That's it. I'm out.
Yeah.
Or my vocabulary stays, but I stop thinking. And I hear this noise. I go, who's talking so much? Dan Sully is drunk.
And I'm on TV right now. I'm telling him our whole story. We banged each other, but not each other. We banged each other's
We banged each other's things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was in a relationship at the time, he couldn't go in the front, so I had a baby door. That way I never had to lie to my husband because he never asked, hey, did you butt anybody today? Did anybody butt you? So I never had to lie.
Loophole.
But she seems to have her story down because, like, every time the guy makes a suggestion that's interviewing her, she's, no.
If we would say cousins, each other, then we match the family tree.
We didn't know each other. Then we got like, and I'm on TV right now. I'm telling him our whole story. We banged each other. But not each other. We banged each other's others.
You hit the radio, man.
They don't know who we are.
How did you finally know you love this man?
What did the boyfriend look like?
Big and beefy.
This big fat guy?
Yeah, big fat guy.
I don't know why I keep asking. It's not like you're going to see somebody who looks like Whitney Droland at the truck monster truck thingy.
You might. Whitney may love Bigfoot and monster trucks. She might get into it.
Each other's others.
So you hit the radio,
they don't know who we are.
How did you finally know you love this man?
Because he's just like me. He accepts what I do, and I love his butt.
And we was CMT. We do everything.
We was what?
I think he's saying we watch CMT.
Oh.
His butt.
And we watch CMT. We do everything.
We have a baby.
And
we have all
the Montana log homes on the east side.
This is not your interview, it's mine.
If we ever get into an argument again with a white supremacist, this is the only audio you need as far as our argument of no. Stupid is nobody owns a franchise on stupid.
Yeah. And you're right. This is the clip you play, and then you ask, are you sure this is the superior race?
This is the master race.
Mm-hmm. This is the race to rule them all? I don't think I'm feeling it. I don't think I would want her to speak on my behalf ever.
Be lucky Dr. King never heard these two people. Might have changed his mind about that dream.
I take it all back.
I just wonder if they heard themselves later on the radio or if it really was on television and were embarrassed or proud.
I'm thinking proud and letting everybody in the whole neighborhood hear it.
I can tape that and put it on my face page.
Yeah, I could see her in there or him online, be like, "Baby, we're going viral.
Why you sound like Dudley Moore?"
Try it again and throw in that laugh.
Well, I forgot how the laugh goes.
Try that, something like that.
Baby, we're going viral.
Yeah, I haven't heard him speak in years.
Just throw the British accent in there a little bit, and I think you're damn close.
I may have to work on that then. I have to go back and rewatch Arthur.
It was actually Arthur 2 as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's really sad.
Which one was Liza Minnelli in?
Dude, I don't recall. I was so young when I saw those.
No, she was in 2.
Part of the sad thing is one of the movies that I remember him the most was the Switched movie he did with Kirk Cameron, where they was one of those body switch movies.
Oh,
it was so bad. Oh.
You mean like a Freaky Friday thing?
Yeah, that's what it was. But, oh.
Trying to see if I can find it. They did a remake of Arthur.
Yeah, they did.
With Russell, what's his name?
Yeah, Russell Brand.
I really don't think that you could have topped Dudley Moore.
Probably not, but they just wanted an updated version of it. That's what Hollywood does. Like, hey, you know what? Let's find something that was popular 20 years ago, and let's put a current actor in the role. See what happens.
I was trying to see if I could find any clips. Highlights. I don't know which movie that's from, though. Yeah. That's maybe it. Oh, I forgot the theme from that thing. Is it Christopher Cross?
Yes. Arthur's theme, I think, right?
Yeah.
New York City.
Yeah. You find yourself between the moon.
Moon and New York City, yes.
Ugh. I don't know if this has any swears in it.
Mr. Park, yes. How good to see you.
Oh, if only someone I knew felt that way.
That's as loud as I can get it.
Nah.
God, oh, I just thought I was doing great with you.
I was doing great with you.
Think you've got it. Then once you tack on whatever statement you have with a laugh,
mm-hmm.
think you're in.
Perfect. I can now do impersonations of dead people. So relevant.
I think most people have seen Arthur. The one with Russell Brand, I doubt it. I'd forgotten there was a remake. What did he die from? Like MS or something like that?
I think so.
Okay, great segment. Glad we planned ahead for it. Any more audio before we do news?
Yes. Do you want something?
Oh, no.
What?
I just looked at your flash drive.
Mm-hmm.
All it says is Nancy Grace debates. Oh, that's where the label cuts off.
Uh-huh.
All right. What is it?
Marijuana debate between Nancy Grace.
Is it Snoop?
And 2 Chainz.
Who's 2 Chainz? Is that as good as Snoop?
Pretty much.
Better than Snoop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are they debating pot?
Because it's Nancy Grace and she has a TV show.
Well, what's to debate? It's legal in some states.
I think it surrounded a situation. A guy named Melvin Blevins was just sentenced for recording his kid smoking weed and posting it on YouTube. I believe that's the story.
Okay.
So they were debating that.
So my point to you is...
Yeah, it's...
You know, really, just get somebody with long fingernails and a chalkboard and just have them do that in between questions.
Mm-hmm.
I could suffer with that a lot easier than just that. Well...
So my point to you is, you say that there are reasonable people that can smoke pot, use pot, and they won't involve their children. Nobody else is going to get hurt. But what about these people? That's what makes me keep arguing about this, 2 Chainz. People.
2 Chainz?
Just to hear her say those words.
There are people that have alcohol that get their kids drunk.
That's sort of the route that 2 Chainz goes.
Well, it's the same thing. Anything that's mind-altering, you can't trust 100% of the population to handle it correctly. You can't. Whether it's pot or any other type of legal drug.
Yep.
What a freaking tool. What a gashy tool. What would you call that? Not a ghoul. Tunt. I'm working on one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think she gets a full-blown C word.
I'm okay with this.
Keep arguing about this, 2 Chainz. People like this guy, Melvin Blevins.
It's the same thing we talked about earlier, darling, with the legalization of alcohol.
I bet that pisses her off.
Oh, you know it does.
Oh. You will find some footage like this, but everybody is not doing this. Everybody won't be. Some people actually love their child. Some people know that this is obviously wrong. So this is nothing to really argue about. These people are imbeciles.
Okay.
You can't use this case to define the whole community.
I got a problem. As successful as you are, as rich as you are, as famous as you are, with this. Smoking California weed with California whores. Mm. Excuse me. True. I left that one out. Smoking
true.
California weed with California hoes. True.
What does that mean?
I think it's just part of the song, the true thing.
Yeah. I don't know, true.
Yeah, he's just, she's quoting his lyrics.
So what?
Right. She's trying to say, like, that you're bad. Listen to your lyrics. You're a bad human. And you smoke weed.
Either she's on the verge of losing her show, the ratings have dipped, and they're just grasping at anything because there's no argument there. You can't say pot does this.
But she...
How many arrests every year do they have for pot, driving under the influence of pot?
Oh, God, probably hardly any.
I don't know. I'd like to see a breakdown. If you're going to make that argument, let's go with drunk driving and pot driving.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if that's one that they could really do, because you hear on occasion someone getting pulled over and then they get arrested for marijuana possession, but I've never heard of someone being busted for DWI marijuana. So I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know if they break it down for the stats. That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got pulled over for DWSB.
Eh?
Try smoking a blunt.
Now, how many domestic abuse cases involve weed?
I'm with you. Weed is not the drug where you do really mean, horrible things to one another. If anything, it's a unifier.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, so I don't know if weed affects different people different ways, like alcohol does. Johnny Carson stopped drinking when he realized alcohol made him really mean and ugly, to where there were times Ed McMahon didn't want to go out with him because he didn't know which way Johnny was going to go.
Oof.
So Johnny said in an interview, he goes, alcohol and me don't, I'm away from that.
Yeah. And that's the same, like some people respond differently to different types of alcohol. Like some people in tequila, it just,
no.
What is line one, Alfie?
He's calling about 2 Chainz.
Yes, Mike?
Hey there, boss, man. I just want to let you know that 2 Chainz went to college and has a degree. He's not an idiot. So I wonder if she was aware that he has a degree.
I don't know. I'm going to guess he's black.
Yeah, he is. He's a rap artist out of Atlanta. He went to school and he played basketball while he was in college.
That's just because he's black doesn't make me think that he's not going to be intelligible or articulate. Yeah. And well, especially up against Nancy Grace. I don't care who's on the other side. I'm for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would think just because he's a rapper that he's going to be in that character. But that's like, it's just a character.
Well, it's like Snoop Dogg. He's really intelligent. It just takes him a while to finally get to his point.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to think of who else
thank
is.
You, boss, man.
All right. A lot of pro athletes, white and black, they go on to become sportscasters.
Mm-hmm.
You're going, they're really well articulate. Lating. I was trying to throw another word in it. Go with my sentence.
And?
Articulate and smart. Troy Aikman is a great example.
Yes.
He's one of the best sportscasters. Like, I watch sports. But he's insightful. He gets to the point. Craig Ludwig is really good with it.
Mm-hmm.
You ask him his opinion, he gets a little long at times, but he's really good with sizing up something for you.
Right.
Getting to the point. Babe Laufenberg played for the Cowboys for a short time. He was good, or is good.
Yes. Well, I mean, he's not going to be doing that anymore, though.
He's gone from 11.
Yes.
They didn't come to terms?
Yes.
They came to terms.
No, they, according to what Babe tweeted.
You don't want me? That's right. Okay, so we've come to terms.
Right. Yeah, Babe tweeted that they couldn't come to a new agreement on a new contract.
Okay. There's really no. How long has he been with 11?
I think he said it had been 12 years.
I didn't realize it was that long.
No, but that, I know one thing, though. I mean, it must be a hell of a draft from that exit door at that building.
Why?
I mean, CBS 11?
He stuck somebody out with him?
No. No, they've just been. It seems like they've been cleaning house because everyone's been leaving or quitting, and I'm not sure if it's all at their own.
Whitney
Droland left.
Big
before.
Bugs left on. Not on his own.
Yeah, yeah. Before Whitney Droland and in between Brendan Higgins was Tracy Cornish, who was the 4 o'clock anchor. She quit and moved to Tennessee. Adrian Bankert.
She quit?
Her last day was December 31st.
I didn't know she left.
Yeah. So Karen.
Who's left on the CBS morning thing?
Weather guy.
Karen Borda and. Some other dude.
Karen Borda's moved to mornings?
Yeah, she got moved to mornings, and now they have a new anchor coming from Phoenix, female, to take the chair next to Doug Dunbar for the 6 and 10 newscasts.
What does she look like? Who farted?
I didn't.
Who farted?
Was not me.
Clois?
I didn't fart. I need to fart, but I didn't fart.
I think you farted.
I didn't fart, I promise. There's one hanging right now.
I can smell it.
Well, maybe some leaked
I
out,
think you've wasn't something a, wrong with your a-hole rings.
What do you got, pre-fart?
Yeah.
I smell it.
pre-fart? You let? I don't know.
Well, keep that thing in at the pre-farts. That's
not doing any good. It's out.
Yeah, but if he lets it go, it might be the full thing.
Stick your finger in his ass.
I'm not trying. No!
Come on.
No!
Be a little dyke boy.
What?
Stick, you know, a little kid in the dyke and the dam or the whatever. Stick your finger in his hole. You keep that fart in there. Don't you let that out.
I got it. It's held.
Make
it's
Chloe cool. Put his own finger. That's. I think that falls
I don't think
out.
He'd be good at it.
I think he'd be fine.
I think he'd open up his ass before he stuck his finger in there, and then it escapes.
No, it's in. I'm clenched.
Somebody floated something.
What?
And since you're on the verge, I'm going, well, you got bad O-rings. Damn.
Okay, I better not let it out.
As soon as we go into this break, you don't just go in the hall. Go down someplace and run in circles.
Yeah.
Don't Haley Comet that thing back in here. We're late. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:37, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by H&R Block. Let's get started off in Dallas over Lake Ray Hubbard. On I-30 right at Dalrock, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic goes jacked up into Garland back from Bass Pro. Let's move into Plano. Southbound 75 just before Spring Creek, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Bethany. In Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30 just before MacArthur, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from the Bush. In Denton, northbound I-35E, right before South Loop 288, that earlier accident there and the construction has been cleared out. Traffic is still completely jacked up, though, all the way back to Garden Ridge. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound I-20 right at MacArthur, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from 35W. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Geico. Clear and 42 this evening. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 67. Right now, 69 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Jacking with a video feed. Watch.
Okay.
As Alfie sits in his studio, there he is on camera.
Uh-huh.
Watch this. Scooch down, Alfie. Put him in Black Thunder.
Yeah, you did. Very nice. That's a tight fit.
Well, I'd probably have to sit him down.
Yeah. That's a...
On the floor.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
There he is.
That's a small chopper. It looks like Alfie's sitting in both seats.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that's better.
Yeah, that's much better. That looks a little more normal. He still looks like Andre the Giant flying a tiny helicopter.
It doesn't matter what side you're on because you can control the, I think it's called the cyclic, that controls the helicopter. Yeah, that's good. Glad we talked about it.
It really is all the little things that you do with the stream, though.
Well, that's what I do instead of coming to work.
So at least that way you feel productive, you've done something?
I had no idea I was going to be sick during after the holidays. During the holidays, I came up and went, all right, I'm going to work with video stream. I'm going to produce some graphics. I'll do some Black Thunder stuff, create a show open specifically for the video stream, and you know, write some bits.
Right.
Get all that done, come back, sick.
Yeah.
And it was, when did you come over to the house, Chloe? Friday?
Yes.
I was out of food. I've been out of food like a day and a half. I was down to just looking at stuff. Trying and all the cabinets going, all right, what can I make out of pepper and cumin?
You're looking at your seasonings and like a sack of flour.
There was nothing but seasonings. What can I make out of that?
Oh, God.
Okay, and then I would have water. And I found some chicken bouillon cubes.
Yep.
I had that for a day. And Lo finally came over Friday afternoon and brought me 15 cans of soup.
Jesus, that sounds like a food drive.
And, yeah, that was a pretty bitchin' cough you had. Damn.
Oh, that's
Really? Wow.
That's when you were out at the gate of my house and I coughed.
Yeah. And I was, yeah, I was out almost into the street and I heard this like just roaring cough. And I was like, oh yeah, he's sick.
So you doubted it?
No, I didn't realize it was that bad. Damn.
So what kind of soup did you bring him?
I just told him to bring me the like signature soups, the Campbell stuff.
Okay.
Whatever. The things that you don't have to add water to.
Gotcha.
He brought me 15 cans of soup. That was Friday afternoon. By Saturday morning, I was out.
What?
Jesus. I was happy to have something to chew. Because chicken bouillon will only get you so far.
Yeah, it's
you're happy to have taste.
Yeah, but there's
and something soothing about the warmth.
Mm-hmm.
But there ain't no chew.
No, there's no noodle. There's no chicken. No.
I even tried chewing just to feel like I was getting some type of sustenance. And it's, I got up Saturday morning, I wasn't drinking that much because I just felt bad.
Okay, I was going to ask if you got drunk and ate all your soup.
No, I was just, I hate to use the word starving because people go a lot longer than a day without food.
You were famished. Really, really hungry.
And I was just so happy to have just even those little bitty diced carrots that are useless.
It's really more for color.
Almost no resistance at all, but you still felt like you're taking in something solid.
It's already odd when you say you felt great taking a bite of soup.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are any soup diets, but I think I could live on soup.
Actually, I think there are soup diets. Patrick Davis, our operations manager, at least for lunch, he was on some sort of soup diet. Every day, he'd have his soup. Even though he didn't need to lose weight, that's why he's so thin now.
I think he's... Alfie, what is the word when you're not happy with your body?
Body dysmorphia?
Yes.
Mm.
I think he's got that. Because he's really thin, and I think he's still on whatever soup diet he's on.
I
guess if you're on a soup diet, that means that's all you eat.
I would imagine. But yeah, I think for his lunch, he was only doing, I think, tomato soup. Yeah, there's not much to that, obviously.
I got to have something to chew. Even those cheap noodles and the chicken and noodle. Just that. At least you feel like, okay, I'm making duties.
Yeah. It really is the little things.
It really is good food.
Mm-hmm. And the good thing is you can still vary it up. Like chicken and noodle or to chicken and stars. I always loved that growing up.
Are the stars tasty, your mama? No.
But they're little stars, and by God, I'm going to eat them.
It's fun.
Chloe got me the chicken and noodle with the really great big twisty noodles.
Ooh.
I save that for dessert.
I'll put this over here. I'm going to have it last.
And I was so pissed off when I got up Saturday morning, and I was out of everything again.
So what'd you do on Saturday for food?
I ran to 7-Eleven for food.
Okay. What did you get? I bet that they thought you were some crazy morning baker, like stoner. Like,
well, they have soup.
That's all you got?
They have, you know, regular staples that you need.
Well, I just would assume that you went in there and got all sorts of fun stuff, like a bag of Funyuns and some Flamin' Hot Cheetos and some cookies and some jerky.
If I'm going to splurge, I'm going to get one of the pizzas.
Okay.
It's large and it's $6.
Hard to beat that.
And I don't know how they do that. It's a frozen pizza. It's ready in 90 seconds. What kind of damn black magic is that?
Oh, because it's probably a portion of it's already been cooked.
Yeah.
But comes out crispy.
Yeah, then somehow that special oven.
Well, cooks, what's that oven? Cooks it the rest That's of where the way. Black magic is.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
So what is it a microwave / convection oven?
I don't know what's so special about it.
It must be.
No, yeah, because they can do almost any of those fried foods they have in display in 2 minutes.
I'm not getting any of those. If I'm going to splurge, I'm going pizza.
Gotcha.
I don't know, those mini tacos. Man, those are good.
Now, the pizza I can stretch out. I felt like I was off in a third world country, and I just got my package from...
Greenpeace or something?
Yeah.
Sally Struthers?
No. Yeah. She dropped off food. Whoever it is, not the Red Cross, but whoever it is that drops, makes the food drops.
Yeah. I can't remember the damn name.
But it's not. It'll be obvious when somebody tells us.
Yes.
I felt like I was doing that. Okay, I could get one of those large pizzas, and I can stretch that out through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, we'll reconnoiter, and I'll figure out what I need for Sunday, and I'll come back.
I'm surprised you didn't log on to the website of that group that does the food drops and meals. Set yourself up. I need a food drop in Frisco.
Can you swing by Centennial?
You know, since you're coming this way.
And some skull. It's funny, while I was sick, I didn't dip at all.
You said that before last time you were sick, like you were for like a week.
Where's the addiction?
I think for you, it's you don't really dip that much at home, though, do you?
Mm-mm.
I think it's when you're up, basically when you're here in the treehouse.
I wonder why the addiction would kick in then.
It's habit.
Normally an addiction is an addiction.
It usually is, but for you, it sounds like it's more habit than addiction. Because if you think about it, when you're here at the station, how many pouches do you go through?
One.
Exactly. For you, it's more of a habit than it is an addiction.
A big day is two.
Gotcha. That's what I mean. Like if it was, like imagine a smoker. Imagine a smoker only having one cigarette all day. It's practically unheard of. The only person I've ever heard of going about it that way, I think, is Whoopi Goldberg. She had said at one point where she was down to like one cigarette a day.
Alfie, when the phones all lit up about 30 seconds ago, what'd they want?
I think they were saying Meals on Wheels, but you already said that.
Yeah, we're talking about the international aid where they actually drop,
yeah,
you know, actual food drops. I don't think Bowling Jim get food drops in their backyard.
Yeah, it's not UNICEF, is it?
It might be.
Okay, that doesn't matter.
I know, but the UN, the military, they all will do the food drops.
Comes this big parachute over Russ's house.
Yeah, because Meals on Wheels doesn't service all of Ethiopia.
Guess I should call Bowl and Jim, see who they use for food. I know who they use for blood. They do it once a year.
Bowl and Jim blood drive.
You could get with Rob and get some of that food that he sells.
Does he sell that, like that?
Oh,
electronic food?
I'm sure he does.
You can order online?
Yeah, I'll check his website, but I'm almost
positive
he's got it.
The stuff that's like freeze-dried that's good for like 20 years.
Yes. The stuff that you can order, either you can order just like a week's worth or a year's worth.
I used to hear those infomercials all the time on KRLD. Do you like food?
Here we go. Food.
Studies show that families are happier on food.
Tasty food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a deluxe field-ready rations MRE case. That's the basic. Or you go all the way up to, scrambled eggs with bacon, 10 cans. Yeah, you got individual things all the way up to like the, you know.
What do they call the ready-to-eat meals? What do they call them, MREs?
Meals ready to eat.
I guess they...
It's the military abbreviates everything.
Ready-to-eat meals. I guess they just stayed away from the REM, so there's no confusion.
Mm-hmm.
REM meals. So I got to be asleep.
Yeah, here's one. 1440 serving package. Looks like six buckets of food for $25.99. That's $2,599.
Studies shown that people tend to live longer on food. Wouldn't you like food for you and your family? Those infomercials were so creepy on KRLD.
Yeah.
Where they're selling the doomsday food stuff.
What was it? Soylent? Soylent Green?
Soylent Green.
Yeah.
It's people.
Who cares where it comes from? Is it Soylent? Soylent?
Soylent Green.
Oh. Charlton Heston.
Yep.
It's people. That's the end of the movie, isn't it?
Yes. He's strapped to that gurney. He's reaching out trying to scream, Soylent Green, it's people.
And his whole search throughout the whole movie to see what it was made out of.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares what it's made out of? If it's tasty, it's tasty. If it's approved by the FDA, they're watching out for my better needs.
Sure.
I'd like to know what people it is. I would prefer it be people I hate.
That'd make, well, yeah.
Like Dan Lewis, delight. J.D. Ryan Jambalaya.
Jesus.
That would be satisfying. All right, we got about 4 minutes. Go with this. 551, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, January 19th, 2015. Birthdays today. Olympic gold medalist and Dancing with the Stars champion Sean Johnson is 23. Logan Lerman is an actor. Percy Jackson, he turns 23. Jodie Sweetin, who played Stephanie on Full House, is 33. Porn star Lainey is 35. Some of her best work includes Do the White Thing and Blonde Eye for the Black Guy. Comedian Frank Caliendo, 41. Sean Wayans from the Wayans Clan is 44. Katie Segal played Peg Bundy on Married with Children as well as Sons of Anarchy, is 61. Desi Arnaz Jr. is 62. Paula Deen, the celebrity racist chef, is 68. Dolly Parton is 69. Shelley Fabre is 71.
She was on Coach.
Yeah. And she also sang the 1962 hit
Johnny Angel.
That's correct. And from The Birds, the classic Hitchcock movie, Tippi Hedren, is 85. Clint Eastwood's American Sniper is continuing to make waves across Hollywood. While the film has been a hit with audiences, its subject matter is causing controversy among some in Hollywood for its perceived pro-war image. I assume that they say that because they haven't seen it. Seth Rogen, whose latest film caused its fair share of controversy, tweeted about Sniper, "American Sniper kind of reminds me of the movie that's showing in the third act of Inglourious Basterds." Rogen is referring to the fake film that showed up in Tarantino's movie about a German sniper killing Allied soldiers, essentially comparing Eastwood's film to Nazi propaganda. Then, director/troll Michael Moore decided to jump on Twitter to express his views, calling snipers cowards. He said, "My uncle killed by a sniper in WW2. We were taught snipers were cowards. We'll shoot you in the back. Snipers aren't heroes, and invaders are worse." Although on Monday, he claimed his tweets were not in reference to the film, saying that he never tweeted one word about the film or Chris Kyle specifically. Moore then linked to a lengthy Facebook post where he explained why he was tweeting about snipers in the first place and criticized the media for drawing connection to the Clint Eastwood movie.
Well, it was a connection. Why do the post all of a sudden while one of the top movies in the country is Sniper?
This is what he said in his Facebook.
Or American Sniper.
This is what he said on Facebook. "Lots of talk about snipers this weekend, the holiday weekend of a great man killed by a sniper. So I thought I'd weigh in with what I was raised to believe about snipers. But Deadline Hollywood and The Hollywood Reporter turned that into stories about how I don't like Clint Eastwood's new film, American Sniper. I didn't say a word about American Sniper in my tweets." Then he went on to say, he says, "So here's what I think about American Sniper. Awesome performance from Bradley Cooper, one of the best of the year. Great editing, costumes, hair, makeup, superb. Oh, and too bad Clint gets Vietnam and Iraq confused in the storytelling, and that he has his characters calling Iraqis savages throughout the film. But there is also anti-war sentiment expressed in the movie, and there's a touching ending as the main character is remembered after being gunned down by a fellow American with PTSD who was given a gun at a gun range back in Texas and then used it to kill the man who called himself the American Sniper."
Was the movie directly based on the book?
Yes. Chris Kyle.
Chris Kyle wrote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to guess Clint Eastwood pulled, if he was part of the screenplay, wrote part of it, mm-hmm. or all of it. He probably pulled terminology from the book.
Yes, he did. And because I've read the book. I haven't seen the movie yet, but having read the book, this is where Michael Moore, I don't know if he's doing this intentionally. In my mind, I think he is because he's like this. In his Facebook post, he said, "And that he, Eastwood, has his characters calling Iraqis savages throughout the film." Okay. In Chris Kyle's book, he never refers to the Iraqi people as savages. He refers to the terrorists that the U.S. military is fighting as savages. Two completely different things.
Well, it's going to depend on how Clint Eastwood interpreted it. Did he say terrorists in the movie, or did he say Iraqis?
I'd have to see the film. I know what the book says. And well, I'm going.
Again, I mean, that's the problem with Michael Moore is sometimes he has a really good point and you try to ignore it because it's him.
Right. My assumption is that in the film and the characters, they're probably saying these savages, blah, blah, blah. And then Michael Moore says, "Oh, see what they're doing? They're calling Iraqis savages." No, you fat idiot. They're talking about the people trying to kill us as savages. And if he had took any time to research why they were calling them savages, he might kind of understand it and say, you know what? Yeah, when people act a certain way, they get called a certain way.
And they don't like it.
No.
Especially women.
Oh, definitely not.
You drop the C word, you look at them and just, all you can do is shrug. Don't be one, don't get called one.
That's right.
Has anybody seen it? The trailer looks really inspiring.
Yeah, I've been excited to see it since I first saw the trailer. I've been busy with packing and stuff, so I haven't had a chance to actually get to the theater to see it. But I will do it this week at some point.
Did you buy that house?
Yeah.
Did I know that?
That's what I said last week in my spot for Your Home Free, that we got a house.
Oh.
That you were in the room for. That you turned on my button to say.
Doesn't mean I listen.
I'm learning this.
Okay.
After 12 years.
You don't listen to a word I say.
That's important I listen. I know you were looking for a house.
Yeah. We got one. That's kind of important.
I'll get you a gift. When do you move into it?
We're physically moving in on the 31st. But we've got like a week overlap. Our lease in our apartment ran out on the 26th, and they wouldn't let us extend it any more days because they already have it rented.
How long you been there?
The complex, 2 years.
And that's the way they reward somebody that's made their complex home for 2 years is?
Oh, yeah, they're a-holes. You know what they did? Because we moved apartments. The first apartment we were in was, I guess, it was in a bad area, and we had a roach problem. So they said that, okay, we'll move you out of that apartment into a different one. So we said, okay. And then they made us go through the whole process like we were brand new. So we had to lay down new deposits.
And did they pay for your moving?
No.
So you had to move because they had a roach problem.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't fix it, so they had to move you.
We had to.
Yeah, well, yeah. They moved you.
Yes.
But you had to pay for it.
And we had to ask for it.
Okay. And then now? So what are you going to do between the gap of getting into your house and you need a place to stay?
I didn't say that.
Well, what's happening between the 26th and the 1st?
Well, right now the plan is to live with Tara's dad for the week out in Cleburne.
Where are you going to put all your stuff?
So were you going to offer your place for us to stay?
No, I'm just... quizzical today.
Okay. Because I would appreciate that offer. I would decline it very humbly. However,
I will not fall into this trap.
We don't have anywhere to put our stuff for that week. And you've got two garages. So
I do.
I was going to see, hey.
So no place to put your stuff?
No.
Tough shed.
You said shed, right?
That's what I do.
Tough shed?
Mm-hmm. The time anybody asks me, you got storage space? I really need some. Tough shed.
The downside is when you're in limbo like that,
that's tough shed.
Storage units, they don't let you do 1 week. You have to pay for the whole month.
Rent one of those days in rooms for a week. Cram all your stuff in there. What do they call them, like courtside something?
Budget suites?
Yeah.
I don't think that's safe.
Hit the Como Motel. Throw your stuff in there.
Do they even have nightly rates, or is it all hourly?
It depends on if you're...
Or weekly, I should say.
Long you been in the relationship?
It's not that much stuff, just a small corner of your garage.
How many square feet would you need?
Well, we're getting rid of a couple things, so it's not that much. I would say 350?
Tough shed.
you're saying shed, yes?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it.
Get a tough shed, cram all your stuff in there, move it out, take it back.
But where do I put the shed in the meantime?
Well, you can put it on my property. I don't have room in the garages. I got...
What's in there?
Batmobile, Munster's coach, Starsky and Hutch car, General Lee, and then my daily driver, the Challenger, is in the porte-cochere.
Okay. Could you do, like, the Starsky and Hutch car? You could put that in the porte-cochere next to the Challenger.
Tough shit.
Are you afraid that one of them might get a drop of rain?
Tough shit.
See, it still doesn't feel like you're saying shed.
I am.
And the look in your eye doesn't
make Well, I'm saying shed, but I'm not thinking shed. Chances are, do you really need storage for like 3 or 4 days?
No, it's going to be for like a week.
I bet we get a storage place call.
If we do, I'll plug all of the hell out of it.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Six 11. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coyas and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Geico. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W. Right at Northeast 28th Street, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. This one involves a box truck and a fuel spill. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. It's probably going to be there for a while. It's at least a half hour delay through it. Avoid that area if you can. Also, in Fort Worth, westbound 121, right at Riverside Drive, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's jacked up back to Paulton Road. Into Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30, just before MacArthur, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from the bush. And finally, in Dallas, westbound 635, just after the tollway, got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from Hillcrest. Listen to Chris Ryan all this week at 12:25 in the afternoon for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Congos at Gas Monkey Live on January 29th, plus a $50 gift card to Gas Monkey. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Al McCoy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Clear tonight, 42 for the low. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 67 for the high. Right now, 63 degrees at 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling. Moving on. Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling. Moving on.
Again this morning, enjoying some adult time on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Merle Haggard still stuck in my head.
Still this song? I don't know, maybe you branched out to some of his
nope.
other...
Nope. Okay. Just this one. Even while I was out sick, I tried playing it on YouTube over and over, this song.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can burn myself out on it.
Instead?
It's stuck.
You made it worse.
So at what point? Like when you first get started or right in the middle or right before you
go? I just kind of like, opening up a browser.
You start humming?
Like lions, lifeline. I cannot masturbate with Merle Haggard in my head.
It sounds like you have.
It's raw. I just start going, all right, anything. Wheels on the bus. Let's try that. Wheels on the bus. White line is lifeline.
Yeah, you got a sickness.
It's like I can't. I can't finish with Merle Haggard in my head. That's wrong. For so many different reasons. Men like Will and Sonny make it move. Credit! Think Roy Clark anything but Merle.
Merle's greatly respected, though. It's one of those things, like we were saying last week, it's a respected deal across genres of music.
So it makes it okay.
Yeah.
I myself have masturbated to Merle Haggard many times.
You with a song in your head?
No, to pictures of Merle Haggard.
Okay, that's not the problem I'm having. I got the tune stuck in my head while I'm looking at hot naked chicks.
No, I have not tried that yet.
Maybe you should look into it.
I enjoy the Merle.
All right. I ain't judging.
You and your brain have an odd relationship.
Yeah, I just had to tell you. Oh, I see. He's about to do something fun.
I'm going to mess with him.
Hey, it's your brain. What you doing? Looking at porn? How about some Merle? Come on. White line is a lifeline of the nation.
Please, I'm looking at Brooke Banner.
Men like Will and Sonny make it move.
I'm looking at Ashlyn Brooke. I'm about to bust a nut.
Running the like the gypsies. Always on the go.
Please, let me just bust this one nut.
Doing what they know they got to do.
Man, I'm looking at this chick thinking about butt sex.
Jamming gears has got to be your favorite.
Damn, you know that song really, really well.
If this keeps up, it's going to... It may get so bad that you may not be able to do anything sexual without that song.
I know we just met, and this is our first time having the sex. Do you mind wearing this Merle Haggard mask?
See?
Last thing?
Yeah. Let me put on some mood music.
It's the karaoke track.
And yeah, over the Christmas break, that was not intentional.
Mm.
The build up to singing Moving On. Because I had to go online, find the karaoke track, and do it on the fly. But after Ben Garrison called up and taunted me. Hey, it's $1,000. If Ben Garrison calls and says, I got $1,000 for whatever they...
I got $1,000 for whatever they want you to do.
All right, that's a grand. Just that in itself. That was enough to embarrass myself for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people that called that promised $500, $250, whatever, they all follow through. We made $3,500 in 2 minutes, 12 seconds.
That's amazing.
That was awesome, because especially the one guy said, I got $500. He was drunk, too. I was like, there's no way he's following through. Sure enough.
There was a report that came out, I think it was early this year, like a couple of weeks ago, 2015, of top paid artists for 2014. And they broke it down. I think the highest paid artist was like, if they broke it down like per performance time and how much they made.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the highest paid was, but it broke down to like $25 a second. We made $3,500 for Merle, 2 minutes 12.
Uh-huh.
At like $26.51 a second.
Wow. That's some serious bragging rights. Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to put me on a list. You got a man that can't sing, sang a song that wasn't a hit. On a rock station.
Man, that's worth Guinness.
Yeah, and got people to pay him to do it.
He did what?
There was like no month build up to the event. On this day, Russ will sing Merle. Most people thought we were into best of. I just decided to go live at 5:30 because I needed to use the radio for something.
Instead of picking up the phone...
It's a lot easier just turning the radio on and talking to Frisco PD.
You could have just called them.
I could have, but then I would have had to transfer a few different times. It's a lot easier.
So you just used your 100,000-watt paging system.
Well, you go back to old school. That's the way they used to contact the squad cars. That's where the calling all cars came from.
Mm.
They couldn't talk back. They could only receive. That's what WRR was originally used for in Dallas.
Hmm. Did not know that.
That was before I was born. I read about it.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to go back to arguing with my brain while it sings Merle.
I don't know why you keep arguing, because it sounds a bit like your brain keeps winning. It really doesn't seem like a fair argument.
Are you looking at Little Caprice right now?
Yeah, and I'm really close.
All that country music keeps them going.
Please, a respite. Just give me 30 seconds so I can finish.
Will and Sonny, keep on moving on.
All right, I'm not going to finish.
All right, I'll stop.
Swear.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Is that all right?
Sorry.
Make him say the words.
Say the words, you'll stop.
I'll stop.
Okay. Got to open this thing with Little Caprice, where she's wetting her shorts.
Damn gear.
You lied to me.
So what? What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, really.
I'll be brain. Thank you, swear.
Look down at your hand. Oh.
Look down at your hand.
Damn it. You crossed my fingers.
Brain sure is sneaky.
And that's my entire universe. What?
The last time you had a good vomit?
I don't know, a couple months ago.
Well, that's too long.
It goes beyond bipolar and dual identities.
Yeah.
But I feel fine. Well, just give me a second.
I didn't eat anything to make me sick.
It might. Might make you sick. What'd you have?
Soup with nothing, just water.
Yeah, I'm sick of that. Gotta go. Gotta call the brain.
Please don't.
Sorry, already talked to him out of my hands.
Can we negotiate?
Brain, don't have to. Bye.
Can I at least look at porn before I puke?
Nope. Unless you like shooting out of your mouth.
News?
Yes, let's. Gunmaker Para USA has called for an industry boycott of movies starring Liam Neeson after he criticized U.S. gun policy during a press tour for his latest film. In a statement posted on its Facebook page Saturday, Para said it regrets providing firearms for the action blockbuster Taken 3 and won't provide guns for any more of Neeson's films. He plays retired CIA agent.
Who cares?
About?
There are guns that fire blanks. You can get guns that fire blanks anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And how many guns do you need?
I haven't seen the new one.
Well, let's say you need 10.
Okay.
10 Glocks.
All right.
At the most, $5,000. All right, about $500 per gun, mm-hmm. depending on what you get. What's a big deal? I don't think if he does Taken 3 is out.
Taken 3 is out, and this should be the last one.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they've just...
I'm surprised they've gotten to 3. Two was okay. It was shot well.
Yeah.
Plot, a little thin. I still like him. 3 I haven't seen.
I know the...
But
I don't,
you know what the premise is. His wife is killed. It's like an altered version, slightly altered version of The Fugitive.
Yes. The difference is instead of some mild-mannered doctor trying to find the one-armed man, it's Liam Neeson on the prowl taking arms away from people.
I think I would kind of lean back towards the Harrison Ford fugitive role. You've got somebody forced into doing things they didn't. I don't think Harrison Ford killed anybody. Liam Neeson, that's all he did in Taken 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Your face is facing the wrong direction. Let me fix that.
Yeah. There's a problem. There's a problem with that bathroom sink. What's that? Your face is not against it.
Your head needs to be against it. That's part of my special skills.
That was the other thing. When you watched the first Taken, you watched the director's cut, not the original theatrical release, right?
Yeah, the one where the guy in the elevator, mm-hmm. I think in the theatrical release, he maybe got shot once.
It was maybe twice.
In the director's cut, he unloaded the clip in the guy.
Yeah. It's so funny,
I think drops the gun on him. It's like,
yeah,
just here's a little more, the weight of the gun.
Yes. Bang, 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 and here, take that. I no longer need it. Anyone else that I have to kill, I can do with my pinky.
I like it when somebody kills somebody else, only in the movies, kill somebody else, and they don't really focus on the person they're killing. They're just walking down the hall, they grab their head, they snap it, don't even look at the person.
Yeah.
Snap their head in a circle and continue walking. Or they shoot at somebody, and they don't actually look at them. They look at them once to sight the target, and then look away, and then shoot them.
Yeah.
It's like in the Avengers, the arrow guy, whatever his name was.
Hawkeye.
As he shoots at the aircraft carrier for the first time. He looks at it, then looks away, and while he's looking away, he shoots. That's somebody with a great big fat.
That was close, but yeah.
It's little nuances. It's like, I have to look away to appear cool.
I like on your act out for letting the arrow go. You also stumbled into a peace sign on your hand. Yeah.
You're right, I did.
Peace, bitches.
Suck on that one, one eye.
Anyway, in case you missed it, Neeson criticized gun culture. He said it was at a press tour in Dubai last week. He said, there's too many effing guns out there. I think the U.S. population is like 320 million. There's over 300 million guns privately owned in America. I think it's an expletive deleted disgrace. Every week now we're picking up a newspaper and seeing yet another few kids have been killed in schools. Parra said the comments made by the Irish-born actor reflect a cultural and factual ignorance that undermines the support of the Second Amendment and American liberties. He says, or not he, but the company also said, we asked that our friends and partners in Hollywood refrain from associating our brand and products with this project. We encourage our partners and friends in the firearms industry to do the same.
It's not going to happen.
No.
All you do is bring more attention to the movie. Congratulations. Yeah. And they may be doing it on purpose. Oh, our guns are featured in the movie. Let's call for a boycott. Because we always know, as it always plays out, people stay away from boycotts.
Yes.
Not going to go see that. Certainly not going to see our gun. Don't look at our guns.
Yeah. The one thing this does do for the company, though, is it gets their name out there by saying, hey, we're going to boycott this, because I wouldn't have looked up what gun company was used for the film.
You got gun fanatics. You know, watch every freaking movie.
Oh, I'm sure that there are some,
Clint Eastwood,
but I wouldn't have known
used
it.
The Smith & Wesson 45.
Sure.
Their entire website's
dedicated. 45 or 44? 44 Magnum.
Yeah.
44?
Yeah.
What is it, Alfie?
Their entire website's dedicated to breaking down each and every gun in movies. Any movie, any TV show, here's what was used in this scene. Oh, this one was slightly modified, that kind of thing.
Can't just enjoy the movie. You got to break everything down. The cars, I don't even pay attention to. All the cars used in Taken 1 and Taken 2, I've seen them both a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I know Taken 1, there are a lot of European cars. Big deal. Mm-hmm. Don't care. Some guy falls off a bridge, gets hit by a truck. Don't know what kind of truck. I'm sure there's some American Harvester guy going, that's one of ours.
Well, there was the Jeep
that
he
used.
Got
a bad guy.
He did use a Jeep to go through that house.
In what?
In Taken 1. When he goes to the where he rescues the girl, and they're in like that construction area, and there's that small chase that goes on. He's in a Jeep, and then he drives through the house to escape. Like the construction office.
Vaguely. I guess I'll have to revisit it. I like when people drive through houses. I see you're watching television. Is that 227?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:37, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KETL's. Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Let's get started off in Dallas. Over Lake Rehoboth, eastbound I-30, right at Dalrock, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Bobtown. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, just after the tollway, got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is jacked up back from the I-5. Also in that backup, right near Montfort, got another accident blocking the left lane. Moved to Grand Prairie eastbound I-30 just before MacArthur, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's jacked up back from the bush. In Fort Worth, westbound 121 right at Riverside Drive, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Halton Road. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Northeast 28th Street, that accident there is now gone. Traffic still jacked up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight, 42 for the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 67 for the high. Right now, 63. And 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Okay, what were we doing?
Oh, we were doing the news. We were talking about Liam Neeson saying that guns are bad. And then the company that supplied guns for the Taken movie said, that's it, we're boycotting. We're not letting them use any more toys.
I really couldn't care less about political views with celebrities. The only person that with his, not political views, but personal views and stuff, that's really shied me away from his movies is Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Only after that big moment with Matt Lauer. Matt, it's just, you don't know. You don't know what I know. I'm Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
I'm on TV every damn day. I bet I know a lot. Runt.
I know what height is. I know I can reach stuff on the cabinet. Let's have the cabinet reaching game. Come on, Tom. No couches, no jumping around.
Yeah.
I can reach more answers than... Is that Travolta?
Oh, yeah.
I just looked up at one of the monitors in here. Is that a wig?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a wig. He's bald.
Is the wig for a part? It's on extra right now. Hold on.
A football's hottest couple posing in the parking lot.
Okay, obviously I missed it. But he looks like a... it's not really... Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. He looks like a bad wax figure with a bad wig.
Mm.
What's the makeup?
Yeah, in that shot, yeah, he was definitely wearing makeup. So that may have something to do with it. So it's smoothing out lines or whatever. He may have had some plastic surgery done. Wouldn't surprise me. But he's one of those guys that as he gets older, his face and his head keep growing. Like if you go back and look at him in, say, Saturday Night Fever or Welcome Back, Kotter, and then you can do a side-by-side today... Mm-mm.
I ain't doing that with anybody. I ain't pointing fingers.
You have not done the same thing. Travolta is like, it's like he's just growing. It's
well, maybe your head, I don't know. Alfie, does your head continue to grow? I know your ears continue to droop just because of gravity and your nose grows.
Those are the only two things that I know of.
He just looks, it's disturbing because it took my attention away from whatever the hell you were talking about.
Right.
I looked up. Oh, and is that a look-alike?
Yeah, the wig, you're right. It looks like...
The wig looks like... You're not going to know who this is, but the wig looks like a Charlie McCarthy wig.
Okay.
It was a ventriloquist dummy. Top hat. But it was like perfect wave hair, like a Kip's Big Boy.
Gotcha.
Kind of looks like that.
Yeah, but here it looks like Travolta rode to that event with his head out the window.
It looks like he got it free with chicken fried steak as a bonus. Buy this, you buy the chicken fried steak, you get this rug. Can I have the Charlie McCarthy Sears? You got one of them Porter Wagner rugs? It's just go bald. I mean, you got the money, go get plugs. Larry North got plugs. He talks about it, so I'm not revealing secrets. Larry's happy to talk about things that he works on. You know, I can work on myself and things that I can't correct through diet and exercise. If I got to get hair plugs, I got to get hair plugs.
Right. Or even Jason Alexander.
Waited far too long.
Yeah, but he knows he's bald. We know he's bald. However, he'll show up on TV on occasion with extra hair. I see it all in sportscasters as well. I can always tell how big of a game it is by how much hair Al Michaels has. If it's like a preseason Sunday night football game, Al probably really didn't bother that much. But if he's calling the Super Bowl, whoo, man. It's like Al's calling the hockey game between the America and Russia all over again. It's 70s hair.
Which rug do I want to wear today? It looks like I just got a haircut rug, or I've kind of let myself go wild over the summer rug.
And Chris Berman on ESPN does the same thing.
That's the biggest thing I'm grateful for, sort of being able to just get up some mornings and come to work, is from what I can tell, I haven't started losing my hair.
No, you look fine. Yeah, you've got it all.
That would just be the epitome of worrying about everything else and then your hair. And you can only get away with the Ron Howard look for so long.
Yeah, those are the guys I feel bad for.
At least Ron Howard doesn't try and wear a rug.
No, he just goes the hat route.
But when he takes it off, I'm sure you don't know what his daddy looks like. Mm-mm. You've seen him before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, his daddy. Sorry. Not that you're saying I've seen Ron Howard.
No, you've seen his dad before. He's a character actor.
Okay.
Did you ever see Ed Wood?
Parts of it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
See the scene in the meat factory where he's trying to sell the movie to this guy, and the guy's a Texan. He goes, I want it to end with a big explosion. Well, sounds it doesn't similar. End that way. Well, it does now.
Yeah.
That was his dad.
Okay.
Doesn't help. When he takes his hat off, he looks like his dad. When the hat's on, he's really kind of close to Ron Howard from Happy Days.
Mm-hmm.
But it's off, and it's just so sad.
Yeah.
That if you own, Imagine? Entertainment?
Oh, yes. Yes, sorry.
If you own that, you can afford plugs, Rogaine.
Yeah, but maybe
try
he just,
something.
Maybe he just didn't like the look it was going to go. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'm not in the position to, unlike you, so far, thank God, I haven't lost my hair, so I don't have to research it. But
especially if you don't really have a face for, if you have a face that needs hair, that's even more of a tragedy for you as far as your own perception. Like, I really, really need my hair.
Yeah. It used to be like, I think when, I remember most people usually making fun of guys that were bald or balding, and some of it was called for, especially when you had the guy that would just do the really horrible comb over or the swirl type stuff. Just really nasty.
Chevy Chase is still doing the hang on too.
Yes.
But, hey, if it's there, it's there.
Yeah, no,
I get credit for it.
Okay. But when it's that bad, like a Ron Howard type or his poor, poor brother Clint, then.
Man, that guy's had nothing going on.
I feel genuinely bad for him because I'm just like, man, that sucks.
Who are you? I'm Ron Howard's ugly younger brother. Or older. I don't even know where he is on the scale.
I don't either.
You probably remember me from all the Ron Howard movies.
Yes.
Gung-Ho, Cocoon. I don't know.
Just keep naming Ron Howard movies. You're going to, and Clint's in it. Their next movie.
I know he was in Apollo 13.
Yep.
What's the next movie?
Their next movie is going to be titled Nepotism. They're already considering franchising. Nepotism 1, 2, 3.
That's really not a bad concept.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Seth MacFarlane hadn't picked up on that on Family Guy. So his dad and Clint and I don't know how many other Howards there are.
I don't either. Oh, he has a daughter who's now an actress. Bryce Dallas Howard? I think that's Opie's daughter.
I think she was on an episode of Development.
Arrested Development?
Arrested Development.
I believe you're right.
She's hot. I don't think I could bang Opie's daughter.
Really?
That's like saying I banged Aunt B's sister. Or Barney's cousin.
Oh.
Or Gomer's stepsister. What's she like? Is she pretty? She's nice. So you say she's pretty. Nice, nice, nice. There's just certain people, even though the chick may be hot, it's who they're related to. If you could see any resemblance whatsoever, I can't. It's like, I'm sure Jack Elam, the doctor from Cannonball Run, had a daughter and probably was hot. But there'd be no way to shake that during sex.
Oh,
you know who I think would be one of the best examples is Bruce Willis's daughter. I think it's Rumor Willis who's done some acting. And you would think, being the seed of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, but no, she looks so much like her daddy. No, baby, I'm sorry.
Is she pretty though?
All I see is Bruce Willis as like a teenager. When she started becoming known and she was in the magazines being photographed with her mom and her dad, all I saw was just a young twink version of Bruce Willis.
That'd be another one that'd be hard to shake.
Mm-hmm.
We're having sex and all of a sudden all you can think about is, sure, come out to the coast.
On the other hand, yeah, you'd want to be like, yeah, I'll date her if I get to hang out with John McClane. That's kind of cool.
It's also kind of intimidating.
Look her up.
What's her name?
It's Rumor. It's Rumer Willis. And actually, once you just type in Rumor, it'll probably already start to pop up, and then just click Images.
Images. Gee, that is a weird face.
See?
It almost looks like, you know, when they'll Photoshop two faces together of, hey, if these two people had a baby, it would look like this.
And everyone's mortified by the result?
Yeah, this is not a good result. I would have. I don't want to say that, but I wouldn't have. I would have. No.
But too much Bruce.
I can't tell if she's got a hot body in this picture or not. Almost looks like she's got a gut. She get a nose job? Because her nose is really thin.
I don't know. Let me see.
Because I know she got her daddy's nose.
That is not Bruce Willis's nose.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You think that's a nose job?
I think she may have had a nose job.
And I think she also got her, I guess, jaw restructured a bit.
It looks like it's off-centered.
She probably had to get her jaw sanded down.
Why?
Because she looks like Bruce Willis.
That's a really sharp jaw.
Yeah, I think what happened was
that's
she
like
got
a Beavis or Butthead jaw.
Mm-hmm. It's like she got daddy's nose and jaw. And on Bruce Willis, it's rugged, it's handsome. On a woman, you know. Because typically guys don't want to date a woman who has a stronger jaw than they do.
Like a Maria Shriver
mm-hmm.
jaw. And her face is not symmetrical. It's like the jaw goes, without exaggeration, the tip of the jaw
uh-huh.
goes to the left mm. and the point of the nose goes slightly to the right.
Mm.
It's like somebody just took her during birth and went,
it's like someone took her nose and didn't give it back.
And her chin. That's the first time I've ever seen her. And her, no offense, but her cans are useless.
I don't think they're useless. I'm sure they're not useless.
Well, aesthetically, wow. I would not consider those in any type of area that I was decorating for feng shui. I think everything is supposed to point straight out. These are like to the Berber and further down.
That's some bad feng shui.
It's not going to bring you any good karma. Need a break?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
Boy, I can hear this again tomorrow. 657. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. Then I-30 right at 2nd Avenue. Got our stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back to Fort Worth Avenue. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 right at 635 right there underneath the I-5. Got an accident blocking the ramp to go westbound. Traffic is jacked up back to Coit Road. Still in Dallas over Lake Ray Hubbard, eastbound I-30 right at Dalrock. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's jacked up back from Bobtown. Into Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30 just before MacArthur. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back in the bush. And finally in Fort Worth, westbound 121 right at Riverside Drive. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Haltom Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Tonight, clear and 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 67. Right now, 63. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You a country patch.
Yeah, if I'm singing country songs to Black Dog.
Mm-hmm. Same key!
Oh, that's the same key as Buck Owens' Love's Gonna Live Here.
Man, you got some serious issues.
Really? No
I just think every so often needs to be mentioned.
Oh, I know it.
It's like how you got excited.
The part goes, dum.
Yeah.
That's the same key as Love's Gonna Live Here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine.
Yeah, see, it's bad enough when you're just randomly singing old country songs during commercial breaks, but now you're doing mashups.
Oh. I'm tired of fighting it. There's some type of old country I like.
I'm glad to hear you say it. Glad to hear
There's
you finally.
There's some of it that is just grating, that's just nasal. Anybody could have done it. I don't know how these guys made a career out of singing.
It really is.
Especially a lot of the truly nasal stuff.
Yeah. It really is. It's a great genre for those. If you can sing, great. If you can't, it really doesn't hold you back that much. You just basically, you find whatever sound you can produce, and then you just kind of go with it. I mean, we make fun of him, but he sells millions of albums, records, songs. Luke Bryan sometimes sounds like Kermit the Frog, but the man's doing something right.
It's just...
it's fascinating what you have to do to stand out in country music, because there are a few different styles. I'm sorry, Garrett Morris is on TV right now.
You're watching Two Broke Girls.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Every time I see him, all I can think about is him going, I like a woman with a big butt. You can hang on to and hit with a car antenna.
You know.
I'm sorry, I gotta play the clip.
I know you do, and I'm okay with it. We all enjoy it.
I found it by accident. It was from Saturday Night Live back in the 70s, and the only reason I watched the clip is Gary Busey was in it, and they were doing like a man round table. What do you like in a woman?
My question is, what part of a woman's body do you like best?
Okay, that's easy for me. I go for a woman's breasts. I'm a breast man. What about you, Brad?
Yeah, put me down for big breasts.
Great.
Breasts, humongous breasts.
Busey. Barely sounds like him, but that's Busey.
Yep.
Okay, Mike.
I like a woman with a big butt. You know, something you can hang on to and hit with a car antenna. Great turn up. Nice.
Out of everything that's come out of SNL, that's got to be my favorite line. Because like Chloe pointed out, where he goes, you know.
It's like it's a common thing.
Yeah.
No.
Clearly, I am not the first person to have told you this.
It's humongous breasts.
Okay, Mike.
I like a woman with a big butt. You know, something you can hang on to and hit with a car antenna.
Fair enough, guys.
Where were we?
Car antenna.
What do you see in the news?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Hang on. Yeah. If someone put together, he's on Twitter, and someone put together some of his tweets. E! News put a list out. 10 Gary Busey tweets that would make great fortune cookies.
Now, let me see them. They actually called them, some of them, pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The ones they selected? Hang on. Haven't done Busey in a while. Worst thing you can ever eat is the left foot of a right-footed mountain turtle? Are these real? Did Chloe write these, or is this really from Busey?
That's really from Busey. Left foot of a right foot mountain turtle. I know it sounds like something that comes from the mind of Chloe, but...
It's what you choose to be busy in that makes your life full of empty. Or full or empty. I blew that one. When lightning strikes, you wear it. Your talent is beyond everything you know. When you smell like part of a hamburger, it tastes better. I don't understand this one, especially. This couch in every direction is Excalibur.
Wow.
I'm guessing he just really, really, really likes that couch.
Think less, you'll experience more.
I feel like I've heard that before.
The circle of communication is invisible, but is not unseen or unheard. My son is an albino. I threw that one in. When you're on the ground, jump high. You'll hit the sky and bounce back to the ground. You know, if you don't hit the sky, you're still coming back down.
I think he's going on the premise that you're in the sky. Anyway.
Or don't worry about setting your sights too high, because you'll always be grounded.
That's true. See, there's some truth in some of these.
Wherever you're planted is where you're going to grow. It's got something at the end. I didn't read it.
Yeah, they said not to take all the fun out of it, but there's always the possibility that he has someone helping him come up with these.
I doubt it.
Yeah. But he's also selling autographed prints of his Busey-isms on his website. And next year he's going to be putting out his own Busey-isms calendar, which is actually really smart. And with him, you could have a Busey-ism a day desk calendar.
And I'd buy it.
I would too. I'd put that on my desk. I'd want to look at that. He'd say, what's Gary say today?
The word for today is onomatopoeia. I don't know what it means, but it's fun to say. And it sounds happy. Today, I'm going to spell expialidocious. Oh, what's the word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And after I'm done, I'll sound precocious. Some of those you could ride.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. The mountain turtle one had like had Chloe all over it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
What was that one?
The worst thing you can ever eat is the left foot of a right-footed mountain turtle.
Does that mean the left foot's going to be chewier? Not as muscular?
Why are you asking me this? This has not come from my warped motorcycle crash brain.
I wonder if he realizes his brain chemistry has changed since the motorcycle accident.
My guess is if you tried telling him, he would probably reply to you something along that he's been made better. Because of it, it's opened the world up to him more so than would have happened otherwise.
It's opened up doors.
Yeah.
Doors I'd never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Love's going to live here again. Amazon fire. Big wheel rolling.
Yeah, it's rolling.
Anybody want to watch me eat cheese?
I would. I actually would. He should put that on his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Say nothing.
Mm-mm.
Just get a big wheel of cheese and eat it.
Mm-hmm. Millions of hits.
Not say a word.
People are always looking for the next video. How do I make something? Anything that goes viral is always unexpected. How do I? This is a for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Busey eating cheese. Spread it out over a couple of weeks. Different types of cheese. Swiss, Colby.
Ooh, some Gouda.
Gouda cheese. Have it all stuck in his teeth. Wash it down with a box of Ritz.
Tab cola.
I like Tab. I like Ritz. I wish I had to eat Andy Griffith when he was still alive. I'd like to eat Andy Griffith on a Ritz. Andy Griffith used to do the Ritz crackers commercials.
Okay.
Everything's better when it sits
Ritz.
On a Ritz.
Ritz, yeah.
Mm, good cracker.
I'd be one of the millions that would watch him eat the cheese.
Yeah, even if it took him a half hour.
Yeah, I'd watch the whole damn thing.
I'm going to eat this wheel of cheese, and then I'm going to tape myself taking a grunt. I make funny faces when I take grunts, especially when I'm clogged up with cheese. Here's one of the faces.
Oh, God.
I'm sure at this point most people are thinking, he's trying to get fired.
No, they're not thinking that.
He misses all these days and he's talking about Gary Busey eating cheese.
And I would imagine in a car, someone's thinking, yes. I, too, would watch that nonsense. Hell, I get excited when his Amazon
Fire
commercial comes on.
Yeah, he's got a couple of new ones, or newer ones.
The first one was him talking into the remote.
Yes.
Or the TV. Where all you have to do is just say it, and it'll search for it
yeah.
on Amazon Fire. Gary Busey. He tried it with something that wasn't Amazon Fire.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't pull up his name. But the Amazon Fire pulled up his name.
Yeah, it pulls up all his movie titles.
That's me. I'm Gary Busey.
I think he was trying to talk to a picture frame or something.
What's the matter with you? Are you dead? You ain't moving.
Yeah, I think
you know I butt a werewolf once. I'd have somebody hold its tail up. I really don't know how they don't have him on Celebrity Apprentice every season.
And honestly, it's one of those things, because he had his reality show. You would think that people would be glued to it, but I think he just, maybe it's a small dose thing.
Maybe it's only funny to us. I mean, I never looked at the ratings for Celebrity Apprentice, so maybe the episodes with him didn't have a big spike. I don't know how it couldn't. Today we're making meatballs. I'm going to show you how. You need meat and a hand. You make it in a ball, you cook her. When it comes out, it's done.
Yeah, I think if you had a reality show that followed Busey for under 5 minutes, I think it'd be okay. And he's got his own YouTube channel, so you can pick up certain things. Like, case in point, saying absolutely nothing, a photo of him was really popular during Celebrity Apprentice. It was him in a suit at like a Starbucks. But one pant leg was tucked into his sock, and instead of loafers, he's wearing Chucks. He's wearing Converse.
Tennis shoes?
Yeah. And his hair is just crazy because it's Gary Busey, and he's looking at his phone. But just that one pant leg tucked into his sock, I looked at that photo for half an hour and giggled.
What's so funny? My hair was professionally cut in a wind tunnel, blowing straight up. I looked like Mo Howard scared.
Yeah. And it was still one of all the famous people that we've come across doing the show or at a radio station, seeing him walking towards me down a hallway.
Like, when he was somebody had him on their show at CBS.
Yeah. And I turn the corner, and as I'm walking in the hallway, this long hallway, he turns a corner as well, and he's coming at me all hair and teeth. I was scared.
Felt like one of them blue dots in Pac-Man.
I gotta go get back in that little box.
I did, man. I ducked into a studio.
I remember I was in the hall the same night. He came down the hall, and all I could say to myself is, I scared Busey. And he heard me say it because I said it out loud.
Yeah.
And he kept walking. Guess he was obviously too busy.
Mm.
He'd already been on, there was a chick on at night.
Liz Wilde.
Yeah. Already been on Liz Wilde. I don't need to talk to this jackass in the hall.
I'm saying it's me.
I already know who I am most time. I got to go get my cheese car and get out of here. All right, give me one more story, we'll go.
Okay. 45-year-old Paul Bennett of Manchester, England, was recently wandering around an outdoor shopping mall, and he was drunk. And he was drunk when a mailbox caught his eye. According to witnesses, he started making...
Caught his eye?
Mm-hmm. According to witnesses, he started making sexual advances toward the mailbox, and then pulled down his pants, started grinding against it.
What is the sexual... What does it look like? A sexual advance towards a mailbox.
That's where the story doesn't go into a whole lot of detail. I don't know if he started hitting on it or, is he start dancing?
How do you court a mailbox?
Is he doing like a striptease? I don't know. But
I'll do the Vatusi and vex it with my moves. And then when it's under my spell, I'm going to that mailbox.
That's exactly what he did.
I hope there's some Christmas cheese in there and some Vienna sausages.
Witnesses also said as he was going and grinding against it, he actually said, wow. Someone, of course, called the police, but before they got there, witnesses say Paul completed the act. And when cops got there, Paul was swinging on a lamppost. I don't know if it was because he was just really excited about what had just happened.
I am singing about my conquests.
Or if he was ready for round two and decided to take it out of the lamppost.
When that mailman gets here, I'm going to f*** him too. It's like the mailbox is pimp. What was he charged? Where was this?
This was in England. He was arrested, and he just pled guilty to indecent exposure. He got community service, and he has to register as a sex offender.
I would think, I'm not trying to be cute, I would think that would be a federal offense.
Really?
Not only did you... mailbox, you jizzed on mail.
Yeah.
Making it undeliverable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think smashing somebody's mailbox in the front of their house, no matter how juvenile it may seem, is a federal offense.
That's mm-hmm. what I've always heard, absolutely.
Man, that would be in court. Calling out the offense.
Well, I need to see my accuser. mailbox woman, its flag was up. So I gave it a cream pie. How do you mailbox?
According to that, he was grinding against it. So I don't know if he actually...
He was slick-legging a mailbox?
Yeah.
So I'm not actually sticking it in the box. Maybe that's how he skirted the federal offense.
Maybe.
I didn't actually get a slick-legged mailbox. I moved the flag up and down a couple of times. I don't know. The flag was up. I figure it wanted more, like at Poncho's. Sorry, it's all I got.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, social media. We're on it. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Yes.
Swear.
Later.
The Metroplex.